Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A U.S. Army helicopter has crashed near the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump says two crew members were rescued. They were not injured. Mr. Trump is upbeat about the prospects for an Iran peace deal, and soon. He says we're very close to having a very good, strong, powerful deal, adding an agreement could be signed in 2 or 3 days. Israel and Iran have quit attacking each other. President Trump had appealed to both sides to knock it off.
In a brief conversation with President Trump, I asked him what he had said to Benjamin Netanyahu to try to persuade him to stop the retaliatory attacks on Iran. He said he'd told the Israeli Prime Minister, "We have to use common sense. We're very close to signing a very powerful deal, a very good deal." Mr. Trump was concerned that Israeli airstrikes could derail those ongoing peace talks with Tehran. President Trump later told Axios that he had told Mr. Netanyahu, "Bibi, you better be careful or you will be on your own very soon."
The BBC's Sarah Smith. His redistricting strategy is producing some unexpected consequences for California's Democratic governor.
Democrats are being shut out of California's 40th congressional district, despite a redistricting effort backed by Governor Gavin Newsom that was designed to put the seat in play. Two Republicans have advanced out of the primary, leaving Democrats off the November ballot entirely. The outcome marks an unexpected setback for Newsom's redistricting plan after a district reshaped to weaken Republicans ended up guaranteeing a Republican victory instead. Willie Nelson, Los Angeles.
Voters in Maine and Nevada, South Carolina, and North Dakota heading to the polls today for primary elections. Maine's high-stakes U.S. Senate contest has been generating a lot of interest. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 122 points higher, and NASDAQ futures are up 237 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Did you really think Pure Talk was just going to sit back and watch America turn 250 years old without doing something awesome to celebrate? Of course not. That's why they're raising $250,000 for America's Warrior Partnership by the end of July. America's Warrior Partnership is on the front line of preventing veteran suicide. They've had extraordinary success, and here's how you can help. When you switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk this month, you'll be invited to round up to support America's Warrior Partnership. No pressure, but if you do, Pure Talk will match your donation dollar for dollar. And to further celebrate 250 years of our extraordinary Democratic Republic, Pure Talk is offering unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. Dial pound 250, say Mike Rowe. That's pound 250, say Mike Rowe. And happy birthday to us.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Just a minor slowing as we get underway southbound at both the harbor tunnels. That's always good news. About 10 minutes ago, we were backed up a little bit right around the O'Donnell Street ramp. I thought there was a minor incident just south of there. It's now cleared and we're good to go. We'll keep an eye on that. But for right now, we're doing fine. Beltway looks good. Even the west side just barely filling in now between 795 and Frederick Road. And within the last 30 minutes, we cleared a broken down vehicle that for a while was in the roadway on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway at Route 29 that is recovering now west of New Hampshire Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mix of clouds and sun today with highs in the warm mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight and mild as temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. The heat returns on Wednesday with highs in the low 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
61 degrees in White Marsh and 61 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Cecil County jury has convicted a woman for killing her 3-year-old daughter. 32-year-old Darian Randall was found guilty of murder and other charges Monday in the death of Nola Dinkins, who was found in a suitcase in June 2025. Randall initially reported the child kidnapped in Newark, Delaware, leading to an Amber Alert. Authorities later determined that Randall killed the girl and lied about the abduction. Randall faces a maximum of life in prison without parole when she's sentenced in October. Randall's boyfriend, Cedric Britton, is charged as an accessory to murder, and his trial is scheduled for August. A Baltimore man has been sentenced to 50 years in prison for a 2024 murder at the Johnson Square Apartments. Tyrone Epps pleaded guilty in March to killing Paul Lee after a long-running feud. Police say surveillance video showed the men engaging in a verbal argument before the shooting. Epps fled the scene after the shooting, but was later arrested. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 440, the pick four, 5915. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Steinalt Sports coming up next.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. The Orioles had chances last night, but one swing of the bat did them in.
Lifted deep right field. Tavares is looking. A 5-1 Mariners lead.
Aaron Goldsmith with the call on Mariners TV, and the 5-1 deficit was a hole the Birds could not climb out of. 6-3 the final last night at Camden Yards. It was Baltimore's third loss in a row. The granny came off Anthony Nunez, who replaced starter Trey Gibson in the fifth. Now, Gibson replaced Chris Bassitt, who was put on the injured list earlier in the day. After the game, manager Albernez wishing Nunez had thrown a different pitch.
I wish that, you know, Nunez would have leaned on his strengths a little bit there. I'm not saying his fastball is not his strengths, but he has an elite changeup. You know, you're ahead, and, you know, and he has a sweeper as well. And it's not saying that it was a bad pitch.
It's not the right pitch, according to the manager. Meanwhile, they were primed in New York last night, weren't they? Ready to bring the house down, but Victor Wembanyama wouldn't let it happen.
Another long three-pointer, lines it up and knocks it down.
Mike Breen had the call on ESPN. The 7-foot-4 Wembanyama led 6 Spurs in double figures with 32 as San Antonio authors a second-half comeback in front of President Trump and Zoran Mamdani, 115-111 at the Garden. The Knickerbockers still lead the series 2-1. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's mandatory minicamp today in Owings Mills. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Time of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, June the 9th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, crab prices skyrocketing due to fuel costs, and watermen are asking for a gas tax holiday.
It's Election Day in America once again. Primaries in Maine, South Carolina, Nevada, California cheating. It looks like a split decision. We'll tell you who advances and who loses in California among the Republicans. Top story here today, unsafe streets at it again. This time a unsafe streets worker has been charged with attempted murder. 51-year-old man identified as an unsafe streets worker at the Belvedere site has now been arrested in connection with the non-fatal shooting from Sunday on Park Heights Avenue, according to BPD. Antoine Burton, not related to the pastor in the city, shot a 40-year-old man on Sunday night in North Baltimore. Shortly after the shooting, officers caught up with Burton. He was subsequently transported to the Central Booking Intake Facility, where he faces charges of attempted first-degree murder and multiple handgun violations. The mayor issued a statement. Because remember, the mayor said we should treat these, say, unsafe street workers just like we treat the police. Okay? We don't get to know their identities until after they've been charged with a crime. And, of course, this guy was being supervised by LifeBridge. What kind of vetting went on there? What kind of pre-screening went on? Does he have a prior criminal record? We don't know, because they won't let us give access to it. The mayor said, I am furious at the news that Antoine Burton, a Safe Streets worker with Safe Streets Belvedere, has been arrested following the non-fatal shooting that occurred in the 4400 block of Park Heights Avenue yesterday. The individual's actions are a disgrace. He's failed to live up to our standards for frontline community violence intervention staff and violated the trust that is at the very core of what makes violence intervention work overwhelmingly successful. Nobody should ever resort to violence to resolve conflict, especially someone tasked with promoting peace. Well, I kind of chuckle at the comment of standards. What kind of standards do they have on safe streets? We don't know, because nobody will tell us. Mackenzie Frost over at Fox 45 has been asking this question for 7 years, and so have we. What's his record? Did he have any priors? Was he ever charged with attempted murder before? These are all, I think, salient and pertinent questions that need to be asked here. Remember, just last week, a former Unsafe Streets site supervisor, David Caldwell, who left the program 2 years ago, was sentenced to 5 years in prison for possession with intent to distribute narcotics. And several Safe Streets sites, Belair Edison's one, have been shuttered or suspended since 2010 amid employee arrests, investigations into gang ties, drugs, guns. One FBI raid found all of the above at one of the unsafe streets locations. That's right, drugs, guns, and explosives as well, if I remember correctly. So this is just more of the same. And many of this program's employees have passed criminal records. And they say, they argue that, well, you got to have street cred. Well, I guess nothing more than street cred than to go out and commit an attempted murder in order to connect with your fellow murderers. So once again, the unsafe streets strike. We'll hear from Mackenzie Frost and Mayor Scott coming up in just a second here on Casey and Company. 6:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We're in Annapolis, and we're looking at you live here on the Bay Bridge westbound right after Route 8. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound. Everybody's good. No problems at all. Through Sandy Point over towards Whitehall Road, Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge. All conditions are good there. And even at the top of the hill, not much of a problem right now at I-97 and Route 32. BW Parkway for the early rides. Some minor buildups. Gets a little busy southbound early after Arundel Mills and then working down towards Route 32. But it looks like the northbound traffic is still clear, at least right now, coming up from Powder Mill Road on the parkway and then working your way up eventually towards the bridge at 197. Still clear and under 5 minutes. No problems at all right now. Both the Harbor Tunnels running okay. The west side outer loop right now with the lanes open, and we're doing fine from 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a partly sunny day today, mid-80s, overnight temps mid-60s in the heat, and humidity will return for tomorrow. Low 90s, chance of some afternoon thunderstorms for tomorrow. Right now, 55 in Owings Mills, 60 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. And the crowd of Madison Square Garden for the Knicks playoff games was star-studded. In fact, there are more stars there than were at the Tony Awards the other night. Yeah. Anybody watch those?
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
Pink, who's never been in a Broadway musical.
Yeah, why?
Has,
why her?
Yeah, exactly.
World-renowned, they said in the announcements. World-renowned singer Pink.
Her real name is Alicia Moore, by the way.
Yeah, well, she sucked.
Yeah. Increased security for President Trump's appearance in the Knicks game last night meant that the city had to cancel the watch party scheduled for outside Madison Square Garden. Not the first party that Trump ruined. That would be the second would be the Democrat Party. Completely broke them. The mullet championships took place in Denmark over the past weekend.
The who, mullet?
The mullet. It's a competition that honors the mullet haircut.
Oh, mullet.
Yeah, mullet.
I thought you said the mullahs.
Yeah.
I know, I was getting a little scared.
It's also known as the Joe Dirt lookalike contest. Remember that show?
I got peeps that have that haircut.
Burglar in San Francisco successfully used a Waymo driverless taxi as a getaway car after robbing a retail store.
That's it.
And now they're calling him Getawaymo.
Yeah, I was just going to do that. You stole my thunder.
As the voting count continues, it looks like Spencer Pratt will not become the next mayor of Los Angeles. So, you know, you can become a president if you're a reality TV star, but apparently not the mayor of Los Angeles. So,
yeah, that whole campaign was a joke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was indeed.
He was ahead. It was very familiar, you know.
Here's one for
ahead,
you, Maggie.
But neck and neck.
New Netflix live-action series, Scooby-Doo Origins. Scooby-Doo will be played by an actual dog.
I love it.
Isn't that strange?
And Scooby rocks.
And Shaggy will be played by an actual stoner.
There you go.
And Velma will be played by an actual lesbian. Just saying.
There you go.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they changed
used to walk
it up.
In that cartoon, yeah. They all walked like they had it. Well, never mind. I can't say where they had the
There
stick,
was an issue,
you know,
yeah.
New medical study out of Australia has determined that a person breaks wind 5 times per day on average.
On average?
Yeah.
Well, then we're a that's very above the, average
That's just
here.
The beginning of the day for Maggie.
That's in the first 3 minutes.
Hey, I get here after you. Who knows what's going on before I get here?
That's true. And the dog always gets blamed, right?
Yes,
now, let me ask you something. When you're sitting in the seat, do you raise the cheek or you just go straight out?
I haven't studied it. But what is your method?
Oh, no, you got to raise the cheek. Otherwise, you hurt yourself.
That's right. Otherwise, you could injure yourself.
You could ruin yourself.
Implosion. Uh-oh. It's National Donald Duck Day. That was a little angry in that clip.
Yes, he was. He was pissed.
Chuck remembers grabbing a graham cracker and some milk, watching the wise little hen in 1934.
That's true.
That was
true.
That was the beginning.
On the way to kindergarten for the fourth time.
Steamboat Willie.
You loved
they
it
threw
so much.
Me out the first three times.
You loved it so much. You kept going back.
Now I'm going to tell you a true story. When I was in kindergarten, and we lived over in the east side of the city before we moved to Irvington, it was my birthday because I'm born in September. So school had been in maybe 4 or 5 days. Here I'm in kindergarten. It's nap time, children. Please lay down and take a little nap.
I decided
I wanted to go see where my mother was buying my birthday presents, and I walked out of the school.
Wow.
Can you imagine if you did that now?
All over the neighborhood until I finally got to my house.
That is great.
You do that now, they sued the city.
Yeah.
We had a story about that right here on Reisterstown Road.
And my neighbor took me back, and the teacher said, where was he? She said he walked all the way home, 5 years old.
My sister did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when he was making his rounds back then, even at 5, folks.
No.
Shaking down the neighborhood.
I was checking out mailboxes for checks.
British actor Idris Elba is urging the producers of the new James Bond film franchise to not make 007's character too woke. He's concerned that the new Bond will be woke and with good cause.
Bond is back, but he's not battling evil geniuses. He's dismantling the patriarchy.
The name's Bond, James Bond, and the pronouns are they them.
It's woke
James Bond. I'd like a vegan martini with a free trade vermouth, shaken, but in a non-appropriated fashion.
007 has a license to kill, but not a license to offend.
Hello, Mr. Bond. I believe you know my name.
I do. But would it be okay if I shortened it to just Galore? You'll have to forgive me if I've dead-named you. And he's driving a brand new automobile.
Mr. Bond, I've put the finishing touches on your Tesla.
For heaven's sake, Q. I can't be associated with Elon Musk. Remove the coexist bumper sticker and slap it on a Subaru.
Woke James Bond.
Do you expect me to talk, Goldfinger?
No, Mr. Bond, because I suspect you'll avoid trigger words that may spark microaggressions.
We all have concerns. We all have concerns about the next Bond, that's for sure. By the way, a new survey out. Marylanders voted on the three downtowns they most wanted to revive. And guess where they were?
This is nationwide or just...
In the state. State of Maryland. Three downtown areas they most wanted to come back. They need to revive them. Give you a hint.
Ellicott City.
That's a great guess. Number three was Poplar Street in Cambridge. Number two, South Potomac Street in Hagerstown. Number one, Baltimore Street in Cumberland. Nobody wants to revive downtown Baltimore.
They don't even want to try.
It's not even mentioned.
Wow.
That's how gone it must be. In the minds.
Right.
Yeah. It's completely gone. Gone, as they say.
It's gone. Yeah. He's a loser.
By the way, when Sean Connery first met Miss Galore, I was sitting in the Irvington movie at 13 years old.
Yes.
I damn near had a heart attack.
I know, we all did. He said, what? Wow.
He said, pardon me? Let me move up three more rows.
He said the word.
See you in a couple. 6:21, you're listening to Casey and Company. More on the unsafe streets worker charged with attempted murder in a moment.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Ed Hale. Maryland families have had enough. Higher taxes, rising fees, and electric bills that keep climbing month after month. That's why I'm running for governor. To restore affordability, lower costs, and put Maryland families first. But we need strong conservatives in Annapolis to help get it done. That's why I'm proud to endorse Matt Fox for state senate. Matt Fox is a proven conservative who will fight alongside me to restore accountability and make Maryland affordable again. Please vote Ed Hale for governor and Matt Fox for state senate.
I am Matt Fox, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of Matt Fox. Karen Donahue, Treasurer.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane, Treasurer.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Harford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of ICE partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Harford County, because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, committee to elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Brenda Cham, and I'm running for Lieutenant Governor of Maryland because Maryland is worth saving. Together with my running mate, John Myrick, who will bring down the high taxes and reduce or eliminate the outrageous fees the current governor has imposed on you. We plan to make energy more affordable by cutting costs by 50% within 3 years. We will fix our schools and refocus on education, not indoctrination. We will work with the sheriffs and police to make our homes and streets safe again. Remember to vote Myrick and Cham on June 23rd. I'm Brenda Cham, and I approve this message. Paid for by Marylanders for Myrick and Cham. Cynthia Price, Treasurer.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:23, traffic weather on the threes. He's still carousing the neighborhood. I wouldn't mention his age right now. Folks, king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
You can't. It doesn't matter.
No. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at this point.
He's resigned himself.
Monday will be 57 years.
Right? 57 years of what we don't, we're not sure, but It'll be
I don't know, Mr. Casey. All I know is when I first saw you, you were still wet in your pants, and that was about it.
That's true.
And it hadn't changed much. The outer loop at Route 29 is a new wreck now in Montgomery County. Just came in. Left center lane is blocked. That's the initial report. And very quickly, of course, we'll back up to New Hampshire Avenue and back towards I-95. We'll have to keep an eye on that. In the meantime, a little more traffic coming down the west side outer loop, and a little more traffic as well. And a few brake lights now, 895 southbound, beginning to slow just after the O'Donnell Street wreck. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. A mixture of sun and clouds today. Mid-80s tonight, mid-60s. Starting to warm up Wednesday. Cloudy 58 right now in the city. And it is 60 in Glen Burnie. A bunch of folks weighing in already on the safe streets. Attempted murder charge for this 51-year-old Antoine Burton. In fact, one of our listeners just sent me a text moments ago saying that he thinks he had 30 priors. No confirmation on that yet. And again, you got to look it up. The record's got to be the exact same person. But we'll find out, I suppose, when he is arraigned and officially charged or appears in court. In any event, we have Mackenzie Frost. This is going back to, I think it was last summer, where she was grilling then-Mayor Scott about another Safe Streets worker. And, of course, he loves to protect their identities because, let's be frank, I would venture the vast majority of them already have records and are prior criminals.
And we would treat them with the same respect that we do anyone who does life-changing and life-dangerous work.
Why can't taxpayers know who their dollars are going to fund?
I've already answered your question, Mackenzie. We'll go to the next verse.
Yeah, let's go on to the next verse. I don't really answer that question. Yeah, I'm surprised that Catholic Charities and LifeBridge would frankly associate themselves with this kind of program. I understand people like redemption. They like second chances. And I understand if you want to hire somebody that has had a record, that is up to your individual company. But to then take people that have basically committed murder, attempted murder, that have robbed, that have raped, that have done all sorts of things, and then you put them in a program of violence and eruption, I just think that that is a recipe for impending disaster. And it blows up every once in a while, and here we have the latest case of it. Eddie writes in, when are the citizens of Baltimore going to figure out that the mayor's now infamous Criminals Roam the Streets program, a.k.a. the Safe Streets Organization, is being paid for by taxpayers and is actually resulting in criminals, including the mayor, says Eddie, getting kickbacks and paid to commit and support crimes in Baltimore City. The citizens cannot say that crime doesn't pay. It actually does, bigly. According to Eddie. So, yeah, no, I mean, look, there's a lot of questions here. Have been a lot of questions. We continue to ask these questions as to why they are treated differently, and they purposely did an end around. So they're not city employees. So they're not subject to FOIA requests. They're not subject to review by Isabel Cumming, the city inspector. Maybe that's the real reason why the mayor is fighting Isabel Cumming, tooth and nail every step of the way, and trying to make sure she doesn't get access to the real mother load. And that would be what the heck is going on in the Unsafe Streets program. Now, a recent Johns Hopkins study co-authored by another group, and this is Daniel Webster, Hopkins University professor, found that allegedly Safe Streets led to 42% decrease in homicides from 2007 to 2023 for Baltimore City residents aged 15 to 24. Researchers also found a 21% reduction in non-fatal shootings. However, the impacts vary drastically across the neighborhoods targeted by Unsafe Streets. While some communities saw youth homicides disappear entirely, two Unsafe Street zones experienced significant increases. At the time of his arrest, Antoine Burton, an Unsafe Streets worker in the Belvedere neighborhood. So it's a mixed bag. It's a mixed result, as you might expect. And, of course, they just gloss over when we have FBI raids that uncover, caches of drugs, guns, etc. And I have found out, this is via McKenzie, that they do pre-screen, and here's what they preclude if you're an unsafe streets worker and you're being screened to be hired. They will not hire you if you're guilty of sex crimes, child abuse, or arson. But you will be hired if you have a prior record for attempted homicide or murder. Now, does that make sense to you? I mean, none of it
whatsoever.
None of it makes sense. Yeah, but it's okay to hire you if you've been found guilty of a murder or attempted murder, but not for sex crimes, child abuse, and arson. As far as I'm concerned, anybody that commits child abuse shouldn't be hired for anything.
Right.
All right, I want to tell you about our friends at Town Appliance. At Town Appliance, of course, they're just great. I was in there the other day, finally did pull the trigger on a refrigerator, and being delivered on this Thursday. But just a reminder that right now for outdoor use, summer's your backyard cooking area, head to Town Appliance and Owings Mills. Best outdoor grills in your neighborhood, including Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lennox. Perfect for upgrading your Oasis. Mayor and Mayor will give you a shopping experience you will not forget. So don't miss out on these amazing summer grills. Visit townappliance.com for more information today. 6:30, speaking of information, Maggie's got a bunch of it.
Well, thanks. Good morning. A former Baltimore County youth pastor has pleaded guilty to a child sex abuse charge. Thomas Pinkerton was arrested last year on charges that he abused the victims between 2006 and 2010 while working at Central Christian Church on Rossville Boulevard. Pinkerton had been living in Georgia and was extradited to Maryland to face 14 felony and 10 misdemeanor charges. Pinkerton only pleaded guilty to only one charge Monday, and under the plea deal, he faces up to 4 years in prison, 5 years on probation, and will have to register as a sex offender. Wes Moore has announced nearly $7 million in Build Our Future grants to support innovation infrastructure development. The Maryland Department of Commerce has awarded 11 grants following a two-phase application process. The grants support the governor's mission to fight child poverty and boost economic mobility in the state. Grant applications received additional scoring points for projects located in communities with high concentrations of childhood poverty. And Maryland's Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of attorneys general from 19 states and jurisdictions in calling on Formula One Racing to end sponsorships involving tobacco and nicotine products. The coalition has sent a letter to racing leadership expressing concern that tobacco companies are reaching young audiences through high-profile motorsport sponsorships. The letter specifically cites nicotine pouch advertising connected to F1 teams and events. Back in March, 160 international public health organizations and advocates called on Formula One to eliminate tobacco and nicotine sponsorships from the sport. And Baltimore City Council members moved quickly on Monday to lower the city's property tax. However, critics insist the so-called tax relief plan could actually result in tax increases. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a huge difference between being busy this summer and actually feeling alive enough to enjoy it. When your body feels run down, summer stops feeling fun fast. The long drives, the jet lag, the diets, and sore feet, suddenly the season you waited for all year feels exhausting. Rescue Natural Supplements help support your body where summer strains it most. From energy, recovery, and circulation to digestion, sleep, and even stress. Right now, listeners can buy any single bottle and get one 90% off with the code BRIGHT90. So if you're vacationing or keeping up with the kids, your body feels more prepared to make this summer unforgettable. Go to res-q.com and use the code BRIGHT90 to buy any of Rescue's premium natural supplements and get one 90% off. Or you can call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Don't wait to make this your healthiest summer yet. Shop now at res-q.com with the code BRIGHT90.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Slowing now on 895 is beginning just after the Erdman Avenue ramp and coming south through O'Donnell Street. So right now we're about a 7 to 10 minute delay there. Fort McHenry Tunnel, 95 still running with the lanes open. And so far, it looks like that might be edging up to about 5 or 6 minutes southbound, beginning to slow right at the curve at the O'Donnell Street ramp. Wreck on the Capitol Beltway apparently now on the shoulder. We still have delays, but we're moving again. It's a little better now from New Hampshire Avenue over to the accident scene at Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mix of clouds and sun today with highs in the warm mid 80s. Partly cloudy tonight and mild as temperatures fall back into the mid 60s. The heat returns on Wednesday with highs in the low 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Josh Naylor's fifth inning grand slam was the difference last night at Camden Yards as the Birds fall to the Mariners. 6-3 was the final. Baltimore's third loss in a row. Now, the Birds went 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position, but they had chances to scratch back in the eighth inning. One out. Runners at first and third, Sam Bisaccia was at the plate for the Orioles.
Big swing! Big bat drop! And Bisaccia just missed it, even though he thought he got it. It's a sac fly. Alexander goes out at second. It's a double play!
An unbelievable turn of events last night at Camden Yards. Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Blaze Alexander trying to tag from first to second. Called out before Jackson Holliday crossed the plate. Double play is right. Inning over and so too pretty much the game. After the game, manager Albernaz on the base running gaffe from Blaze Alexander.
So him tagging up and then running is the right play. But he has the ability to read the throw. And you can literally stop and just walk back to first.
And that's basically what Alexander did not do. Meanwhile, another day, another pitcher on the IL for Baltimore. Right-hander Chris Bassitt, scheduled to start last night, instead was put on the 15-day injured list. Bassitt, with a back issue, had to be pulled after three innings against Boston last week. Bassitt joined Zach Eflin out for the year and Dean Kramer on the 60-day. He'd be eligible to return on June 20th. Meanwhile, the Ravens opened mandatory minicamp in Owings Mills today, a two-day venture ending tomorrow. It'll be the most comprehensive gathering yet for the team under head coach Jesse Minter, as the Ravens look to improve its pass rush from a year ago. Second-year linebacker Mike Green already thankful for the team for grabbing all-pro edge rusher Trey Hendrickson in free agency.
I'm extremely grateful to have Trey, you know, for selfish reasons, because when they try to slide his side and right. chip and double team and do all that stuff to him, it's going to take a little bit more stress off for me. So.
And it is that the Ravens had 30 sacks last year. It was third worst in the league. After minicamp, the Ravens won't reconvene until the start of training camp more than 6 weeks from now. NBA Finals last night in New York. What a zoo that was, with both President Trump and New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani in attendance. And then again, what a performance by the San Antonio Spurs.
Shot clock winding down. Castle has to put it up. Bang! Stephon Castle from three-point range.
Stephon Castle with 23 in the game. Victor Wembanyama with 32 as the Spurs author a second-half comeback, put up 68 on the Knickerbockers. They win at 115-111, still in the series, trailing 2-1. The time now is 6:13. No, it's 6:37. When we return, should the president have been there or not?
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting, our job is your satisfaction.
So Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, mm-hmm. was thrilled that President Trump was at the game last
night. As he should be.
As he should be. But not according to Stephen A. Smith. Did you hear this comment?
No.
Here it is.
This is strictly a basketball segment. This president has no business showing up in New York City. I am dead serious. It is selfish. It is narcissistic. It is ridiculous. That he is coming to this game. I would say the same thing if it were Obama, George W., Clinton. I don't give a damn we went back to Reagan.
The reason why he says that is because it put a hardship on New Yorkers last night. The congestion around Penn Station, Madison Square Garden, the fact that fans had to get there 3 hours in advance to be searched by the TSA, et cetera, et cetera. Right. And so that's basically what Stephen A. was saying.
There's always congestion in New York, so that's ridiculous.
In fact, they charge you for it
yes,
now.
Yes, they do. So I just think that his political motivations are revealing themselves in that particular case. President is a lifelong sports fan. He's a lifelong Knicks fan. He had courtside seats to Knickerbocker games. He and Milani would attend them on a regular basis. He was invited by the owner of the Knicks. He's the president of the United States. I don't see him criticizing Mamdani for showing up at the game. Of course, the security is a little bit different for him versus President Trump. Look, I think it's a good thing. I don't care. You know, Obama never went to an NBA Finals game.
Not as a sitting president.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. So, and anybody could ever watch him shoot a basketball could tell you why. complete poser.
I agree. I mean, I think Stephen A. is way out of his league with this one. You know, I don't think you can legislate who comes to a game and who can't. And
when it's the president, not like he imposed himself; he was invited.
He was invited. I think that's the issue. By the way, I did look up the origin of the Knickerbocker name. So you're right. I mean, it is after the pants the Knickerbockers get rolled up. But Washington Irving, the famous author, went by a pseudonym Knickerbocker, and he was a New Yorker. And when his literary works got famous,
right,
the Knickerbocker became a thing in New York. And
now,
so,
here's the next question. Did Washington Irving actually wear Knickerbockers?
I don't know if he wore Knickerbockers.
Okay, well, that's your next homework assignment.
Okay. Well, you keep me busy, Sean. There's no doubt about it.
Thank you very much, Gary. 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. All right, California cheating. We have a split decision here. We have a mixed bag of results. It appears that the decision desk of NBC is now projecting Steve Hilton will indeed make it to the runoff this fall against, of course, Javier Becerra for governor of the state of California. So we'll have a Republican and a Democrat facing, as it should be. This jungle primary nonsense is ridiculous, but it's almost as bad as ranked choice voting, which, by the way, is coming to D.C. This fall as well. So that's the good news. The bad news, Spencer Pratt has failed in his effort to make it to the runoff for mayor of Los Angeles. And people might ask, well, why? Why could Steve Hilton make it and not Spencer Pratt? Well, one of the reasons why, I think, this is my opinion, because the Associated Press just called the mayor's race for Nithya Raman. She is the far-out socialist city councilwoman that is running for mayor. Remember, she gave what appeared to have been a concession speech the other night. She was crying because she thought she had lost. Apparently, she's not been in California Democrat politics all that long because no one ever really loses. Sometimes they let you play the game a little bit, and then eventually, I mean, that's the way I doubt Steve Hilton when you add Tom Steyer. By the way, Tom Steyer of California has spent now like $500,000 on two races and lost. So he ought to get the message. But you add Steyer's votes to Becerra's votes, and they clearly are going to be much more than Steve Hilton's this fall. So that would be a major, major, major upset if Hilton wins for governor. But you never know. Turnout and everything else. So we'll have to wait and see. But what I think what cooked Spencer Pratt's goose was, again, the 33,000 votes that came from homeless areas of Los Angeles. They send out the mail-in ballots to all these folks, whether you want them or not, in Los Angeles. And there are a lot of homeless voting. And we saw the returns from the homeless precincts were like 10-1 over the regular returns. So the California big cheat, this third place unknown, now getting first place in late ballots from areas with large homeless populations. There's where the steal, that's where the cheat was.
Exactly. So I don't think Spencer Pratt failed or lost. They just cooked it until they could get enough votes.
Yeah.
That's what mail-in ballots are for.
And that's why
it's going to keep happening, and it's not just California.
Well, it should be eliminated. It should be eliminated everywhere, except for, as I've said repeatedly, military, overseas employees of the United States, and, of course, those that are really, really ill and can't make it to the a voting booth or voting precinct. So, I mean, those are they should be the exceptions to the rule. Right now, the mail-in ballots are the rule. everywhere in California.
I mean, is there any way, because there's so much overlap. There's federal elections and there's state elections, which then state legislators have control. But is there anything that could be done at the federal level that could affect a state, even if the state officials were really blue and wanted to keep it?
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because the president signed an executive order eliminating mail-in ballots recently. And the question is, was it obviously not in time for this election cycle, but maybe for the next one going forward. But every 2 years there's a federal election, there's a congressional election. So you would think that just about every election has some kind of federal component to it.
Right.
All right.
And if only we could codify these executive orders.
If only we could enforce the laws that we have on the books. You're right. 6:43 traffic weather on the threes. Here's the traffic enforcer, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
It's my job to do it, brother.
Yes, brother. Go right ahead.
What are you going to do when a 10-mile backup comes for you? Not yet. Don't get excited. We had a minor accident. I think they just cleared it. It was there on the shoulder, southbound 95. It was right after Eastern Avenue and before the O'Donnell Street ramp. They were there, went back, took another look, and I'm pretty sure they're gone from the right side. But we did back up very quickly back towards Moravia Road. But we'll loosen up a little bit now, and up ahead, the traffic is going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And then 895, of course, some of that overflow is going over there. So we'll back up towards the Urban Avenue ramp. So right now we'll say 15 minutes southbound at both the tunnels, and we'll see if it kind of cleans itself out. And we'll go from there and let you know on that. New minor wreck, Harford County, Baltimore County line on Philadelphia Road at Joppa Road. You're slow in the Capitol Beltway, but the wreck was on the shoulder on the outer loop at Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny today, mid-80s. Got some cloud cover here early this morning. Overnight temps will be in the mid-60s in the heat, and humidity will return just in time for tomorrow. We'll be in the low 90s with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms. Right now, 60 and cloudy in Pasadena, 59 in the Middle River. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
I'll leave Donald Floss in the kitchen, the roaches hang themselves.
McDonald's is partnering with FIFA to release the new FIFA World Cup meals, featuring 9 collectible cups, featuring famous soccer players like Jimenez, Henry, Beckham, Davies, Ronaldo, Pulisic, and much, much more. I know those are all
Pele.
Big. Pele's not on. I thought Pele would have been there. And what about Messi? Maybe they couldn't get the rights to their names. Anyway,
probably wanted too much.
Breakfast World Cup meal includes sausage McMuffin with egg or sausage egg biscuit served with hash browns, coffee, and a collectible cup. And then they've also released the limited edition gold labeled Big Mac sauce cup.
Ooh.
Which is available as a sauce option for your chicken McNuggets and McCrispy strips. So now you can get the Big Mac sauce they put on the Big Mac, and you can dip your McCrispy strips.
Ooh, very nice.
You dip your nuggets.
I like my nuggets.
Chuck dips his nuggets every morning right before he comes to work.
I was going
to
say, that's what I've heard. I mean,
exactly.
That's how I get my voice to activate.
Activate voice.
Hey, beverage industry is having a full-blown 90s revival. They're bringing back all these sodas from the 90s, according to like RC Cola, Slice.
RC Cola.
Remember Slice?
Yeah, I remember Slice.
Mr. Pibb, alongside a Snapple rebrand. A&W Root Beer Float is coming back. I don't remember that. I remember A&W Root Beer, but not the Root Beer Float flavor. So Cherry Coke is making a comeback with Cherry Float flavor. As well, and RC Cola as well. So good, all good stuff. You like those 90s sodas.
Sure.
I don't drink soda anymore.
I drink maybe one or two a week.
Right.
Just don't have the urge.
Get that carbonation going for you.
Well, yeah.
You get the same thing with beer.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's why I don't drink as much soda anymore.
Or Ripple.
Ripple and champagne.
That's Champipple.
Rumpelman.
Champipple.
That's right. McDonald's may be preparing its biggest chicken upgrade in years. They say beef consumption is down. The price of beef is causing people to opt for chicken sandwiches. So now they're bringing, at the McDonald's Worldwide Convention, they debuted a hand-breaded chicken product that they say are going to be available in stores by the end of the summer, maybe early fall. So this will be...
Wonder what they'll call it?
Some people are saying McWings or something. McSpicy Wings.
The Grand Clucker.
The McClucker. That's a good one. The McClucker.
Okay. Now I'm going to be rich.
Well, let's hope the McClucker doesn't taste McFowl. And some of you have been wanting out
this bit.
Don't.
Good this Pop. Bit. Maker of frozen treats with better-for-you ingredients announced the return of the viral fudge and vanilla french fry pop.
Whoa.
Yeah. Originally released from 2024 with Orida. It sold out in minutes. After an 800-person wait list, the fudge and vanilla french fry pop features real dairy ice cream infused with classic flavor of french fries and enrobes it in chocolate shell loaded with actual crispy fries.
Wow. And they were out the door for it? I mean, that just sounds good.
Couldn't get enough of it, apparently.
Whatever floats your boat.
I don't like when foods that are hot are served cold and vice versa. Yeah. You know, it's like, just, who
it just
wants
doesn't, a, it ain't fitting, yeah. So they say.
So they say.
It ain't fitting. What are you, Granny Clampett?
She's the resurrection of Johnny Cochran. If it ain't fitting, you must be. Never mind. All right.
You're quitting.
All right. To Chuck, seen a couple. Appreciate that. 6:49. By the way, it's election day today in Maine, where we'll find out whether that Nazi zero Graham Plotner is going to defeat Janet Mills. It appears, looks like he is going to win and face off against Susan Collins in the fall. President Trump has also endorsed Paul LePage up there in Maine. In South Carolina, this is always interesting. In South Carolina, the president did fully give his endorsement to Senator Lindsey Graham, who I think is just, we got to get rid of that guy. I don't know why he puts up with Lindsey Graham, but he does for some strange reason. Lindsey Graham is the tip of the rhino iceberg in South Carolina. Carolina, along with Tim Scott, Trey Gowdy, Nikki Haley, et al. And also, the president went for the governor. He has endorsed Paula Yvette over Nancy Mace for down there in South Carolina as well. So Nancy Mace, of course, I think angered him with some of the Epstein stuff. But in any event, I'd much rather have Nancy Mace than Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham is everything that's wrong. He's swamped from head to toe, and I think it's time for him to go. But probably won't now that President Trump has endorsed him. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company. Coming up next, be ready to pay for a lot more for a bushel of crabs. We'll tell you how much due to the escalating fuel costs in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Dan Cox. As America celebrates 250 years of God-given freedom, we're reminded that Americans never give up, and neither should Maryland. Families are being crushed by higher taxes, fees, and electric bills, while politicians make our communities less safe. We cannot afford more of the same. As governor, I'll fight for your wallets and your values, support law enforcement, improve education, and put Maryland families first. I'm Dan Cox, the real Republican in this race. Just say no more. Vote Dan Cox for governor on June 23rd. Authority Dan Cox for governor, Nick Crock, CPA treasurer.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane, Treasurer.
Nino Mangione here. I've spent the last 8 years in Annapolis fighting for you. I am the fighter we need on the Baltimore County Council to cut taxes, support law enforcement, and bring transparency to Baltimore County. I am Nino Mangione, and you can count on me. Early voting starts June 11th through the 18th, Election Day on June 23rd.
We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for Baltimore County Council. Authority, Friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, Treasurer.
Lorien has 6 different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elk Ridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes now with the update. Here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, both the tunnels now looking at 20 minutes, maybe a little bit longer now. We had a minor accident on the shoulder on 95 south on O'Donnell Street. They kind of looked at that, backed up to Moravia Road. Some of the overflow traffic went next door to 895. So now both the tunnels, again, 20-minute delays and building on the southbound side. The west side outer loop looking at you live as you're crossing at I-70 Security Boulevard. It's slow already from 795. Gets better after the ramps at Frederick Road. And we're starting to fill in just a bit on the inner loop towards Green Spring. A little bit more traffic, but the pace is still good on the outer loop at Hartford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Partly cloudy today. Mid-80s overnight temps, mid-60s. Heat and humidity return for tomorrow. Low 90s. Chance of some afternoon thunderstorms for tomorrow. Right now, 57 and cloudy in Bel Air. 60 in Dundalk. And have you noticed gas prices have started to come down a little bit? From a high of about $4.54 about a month ago, a gallon for the regular unleaded to the I think we're about three. I saw it as a low this morning is like 367. So that's almost a dollar down, and that's a good direction. We still have this ongoing issue in Iran, but it is causing some prices of goods to go up, as you might imagine. The Chesapeake Bay's blue crab harvest, of course, our symbol ritual here in Maryland and in Baltimore, and it's measured in bushels. And of course, now we're finding out in some cases, watermen having a tough time because, you know, they've got to buy fuel to monitor the crab traps and the trot lines and things of that nature. And now, of course, we're being told it costs a heck of a lot of money. And the bushel of crabs last summer that was going for $300 is now selling for $450 for a bushel of crabs. And one waterman, Adam Lott, says he hates doing it.
I hate doing it because, I feel like I'm robbing people, but I have to make any money.
Yeah, and for an example, Tessa Bentulin of Fox 45 asked him just how much it cost him per day for the fuel and what's his break-even point.
So in one day, how much are you spending to go out on the boat?
In one day? About $800.
And how much of that is gas?
Probably 300. I burn over 20, about 25 gallons a day. I need to at least catch three number ones to be able to break even. And some days I only catch one or two, you know, depending on how the bite is.
Yeah, a lot of these boats run on diesel engines, so the diesel's even more expensive. Diesel, about $5.14 per gallon. One of the things that had been floated by the Maryland Republican Party was a state gas tax holiday. Let's not forget that your gas tax is going up July 1st, about a penny a gallon, based on something O'Malley did years ago, and the Democrats, they indexed the price of gas to inflation, which is sort of like a stealth tax each and every year that we have to pay. Another crabber, C.J. Canby, says that they could use a break, even if it's just a temporary gas tax holiday.
Any saving, even if it's a few dollars, it all adds up. So for me, for 120 to 150 day season, even $1 a day savings is $120 to $150.
And you know, it's all relative. The price of bait goes up. So that's now more. Gas is more. And now the reason the Maryland Watermen's Association saying higher fuel costs are affecting nearly every aspect of the seafood industry, from the boats on the water to the trucks transporting the seafood to market. It all has a domino effect. And yet, again, we have Democrats playing politics with the gas tax here in the state of Maryland.
I'd be happy to save any money anytime. I also understand the politics behind why the gas tax failed and things like that. And it's sad that when politics get mixed in, it's always the watermen, it's always the regular people that get hurt.
Yeah, and we're seeing now that the governor, was asked whether he would reconsider a gas tax holiday. A Moore administration spokesperson said the governor understands the pressures facing watermen and working families, but believes the best way to bring prices down to address the source of the pain, not shift the cost onto Maryland taxpayers. They don't mind shifting the cost onto us. Last year, $1.67 billion in tax increases. Governor Moore is okay with that. But when it comes to giving us a little bit of a break, or the watermen a break, maybe shifting it somewhere else, not a problem. That's something that we're just going to be left to fend for ourselves, according to the governor. So, again, early voting begins Thursday. That's, this Thursday, June 11th. You have one full week of early voting. This is your opportunity. You have I'm challenging our listeners and our primary voters and our base to get out there and vote, because need to make your voice heard. We have a very competitive Republican primary for gubernatorial race. We'll interview another gubernatorial candidate a little bit later on this morning. Lawrence Birkendine is going to be here. He's from the Eastern Shore, where watermen are applying their trades. So we'll talk with him. We have very competitive races there. We've got state delegate races, state senator races. We have county council. We have school board, state's attorneys. So we got a lot of very big races, and it's important that you get out either in person starting this Thursday through next Thursday, or on primary election day itself in person, and cast your vote so you can have choose your competition that you want to face off with the other party come this fall. We'd urge you to get out there and do that. All right, so don't forget the best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com and our Facebook and Rumble pages. It is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Coming up next, no suspect in the Towson Circle shooting, and no suspect named yet in the shooting of a Baltimore County police officer. It's 7 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says an Iran peace deal is close at hand and could be signed in 2 or 3 days. A U.S. Army Apache attack helicopter has crashed near the Strait of Hormuz.
The pilots are fine, yeah. Nobody injured. We are going to issue a report tomorrow, but the pilots are fine.
Things seem to have calmed down in the conflict between Israel and Iran. The two sides traded blows in the past few days, but now hostilities have ceased. The ceasefire remains intact. The War Department tightening the screws on communist China.
The Pentagon has added several prominent Chinese businesses to its list of Chinese military companies. The list includes tech giant Alibaba, electric car maker BYD, and search engine Baidu. The move prevents them from securing U.S. defense contracts. The list, updated Monday, now sanctions well-known non-state-owned Chinese companies that are not traditionally considered to be in the defense sector. This year's list includes 188 entities, up from about 130 last year. Keith Peters reporting.
Three more cases of New World screwworm have turned up, including one outside Texas in New Mexico. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, though, says the nation's food supply couldn't be safer.
These developments obviously represent a serious threat to our livestock and wildlife, but they haven't caught us off guard. We have been tracking this pest for a long time, and we have fought before, and we will do so again.
In Maine and South Carolina, Nevada and North Dakota, voters head to the polls today for primary elections. In Maine's high-stakes U.S. Senate contest has generated a lot of interest all around the country. Stock futures higher on Wall Street. The Dow futures are up 133 points. NASDAQ futures better by 209 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. schools. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the harbor tunnels now southbound looking at least 20-minute delays, both on 95 and 895 south. Everybody's moving, but we're all backed up to at least Pulaski Highway, and 95 is backed up towards Moravia Road. We're moving traffic into both the tunnels, so nothing major right now, but those early delays are there. BW Parkway, we're looking at you live here at Route 100 and down towards Arundel Mills and down eventually to the ramps at Route 32. The lanes are open. The northbound traffic a little heavier now coming up from Powder Mill Road. Still a good trip through Annapolis. No problems at the Bay Bridge. Very minor buildups just beginning at I-97 at Route 32. And on 695, the heavy traffic now Parkville side and down the west side from 795 through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mix of clouds and sun today with highs in the warm mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight and mild as temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. The heat returns on Wednesday with highs in the low 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
62 degrees in Abingdon and 61 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that the Chesapeake Bay's blue crab harvest is a Maryland summer ritual measured in bushel baskets and brown paper line tables. This year, however, the math of the harvest has become as precarious as the tides. As the crabbing season gains momentum, Maryland watermen are grappling with a surge in operational expenses, led by high fuel prices that are forcing them to pass rising costs onto customers. And a 51-year-old man identified as a Safe Streets worker with the Safe Streets Belvedere site has been arrested in connection with a non-fatal shooting from Sunday on Park Heights Avenue, the Baltimore Police Department announced Monday. Antoine Burton allegedly shot a 40-year-old man on Sunday night in North Baltimore, according to officials. And days after a 22-year-old Towson University student was shot and killed in broad daylight near Towson Circle, police continue searching for the gunman and investigating what led to the deadly encounter. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 440, the pick 4, 5915. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, the Birds came home last night looking to put the sour taste of the Blue Jays series behind them, but a five-run Mariner outburst in the fifth did them in.
Lifted deep right field. Tavares is looking.
Aaron Goldsmith had the call on Mariners TV. First place Seattle beats fourth place Baltimore last night, 6-3, the final, sending the Birds to their third loss in a row. After the game, manager Albernaz lamenting the chances missed.
Yes, we left a lot of guys on base, but we know coming in,
Like with Seattle, pitching is their strength. It always has been. And Emerson's having a great year, throwing the ball extremely well. Their bullpen has always been a force.
Orioles were 0 for 9 with runners in scoring position last night. Elsewhere in baseball, the Phillies visited Toronto last night, taking on the Jays.
2-1 pitch. Swing and a high fly ball to deep left field. He got the early lead. A 2-run home run for Garcia.
Tom McCarthy with the call on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Adolis Garcia, his 7th of the year in the second inning, and Christopher Sanchez made it stand, striking out 10 in 7 innings pitched. Philly over the Blue Jays 5-2 was the final. Mandatory minicamp begins this morning in Owings Mills, the Ravens' final gathering before camp begins in July. One of the biggest questions facing offensive coordinator Declan Doyle this year is, can rookie tight ends Matt Hibner and Josh Cuevas step up and step in when needed behind Mark Andrews and Dorum Smythe? Here's Declan Doyle on that.
Obviously, those two young guys that we took in the draft, they're different players, different style of tight ends, but really impressed with Hibner, really impressed with Josh.
Matt Hibner won the CFP National Championship with the Michigan Wolverines back in 2023, and Cuevas out of Alabama was on the John Mackey Award watch list last year in 2025. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's a series again in New York, and that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Reverend Joe in Eastern Shore says, hey, Sean, most watermen use diesel, but there's no road tax on marine diesel. It's off-road use. Watermen sell to wholesalers for about $150 a bushel. The wholesale is one who makes the markup and the largest margin there. Thanks for weighing in on that, Joe. All right, coming up in this hour of Casey and Company, City Council is floating a property tax cut, but it's really a shell game. We'll explain. There's a major SNAP fraud has been exposed. That's the food stamp program. We'll get into that. Top story here this hour. Again, still no suspect in the Towson Circle shooting, and no suspect has been named as of yet. And the shooting of a Baltimore County officer in Pikesville, although we have learned the identity of that officer. Just 8 days after a 22-year-old Towson University student was shot in broad daylight and killed near Towson Circle, Baltimore County Police continue searching for the gunman and investigating what led to this deadly encounter. And as you might imagine, residents are a little bit upset that Nazir Majid was shot and killed. Multiple bullets were found in the side of his vehicle. He was struck several times, later died of his injuries, and folks are a little bit unease, in the Towson area.
I'm afraid sometimes I come down Towson during the daytime or the weekend. That's why I stay home half the time.
Broad day on a Friday afternoon, and we can't apprehend the suspect that did this. It's a scary situation, and it just makes me more and more retract and not come to events and stay away.
And it just mystifying to me, because there've got to be cameras all over that place, you know, right? York Road, Towson Circle, it's pretty busy. Big, shopping center there, Towson Town Center, just steps away. And you'd think there'd be cameras. You'd think they'd have some idea which car this was, or they could go back and look at it. But as of right now, no suspect has been named, not even a major lead. And students at Towson University reacting that they don't feel safe either.
He had a lot of life left to live. You're 22, you're finishing up college, we have the rest of our lives ahead of us. This is supposed to be the stepping stone that takes us to the lives that we dream of. So for that to be so cut short, it's heartbreaking, truly.
I'm outraged, I'm scared. I really deeply feel sorrow for his family, because as someone who has lost somebody very close to me also recently, I can't even imagine what his parents are going through.
Councilman Mike Hertel, we'll hear from him in just a second. But I want just to focus on the record that we know for Mr. Majid, who is since deceased. And listen to his record. Arrested October 2025 for trespassing in Morgan State's campus. Charges were later dropped. April 19th of this year, officers responded after a caller reported Majid driving erratically on York Road. According to charging documents, officers found him illegally parked and engaged in a verbal dispute with an MTA bus driver whose path he was blocking. And then on May the 9th, less than a mile from Friday's shooting scene, charging documents alleged that Majid failed to obey a traffic signal, nearly struck another vehicle. Officers attempted to conduct a traffic stop, but court records state that Majid refused to pull over, forcing officers to position a patrol vehicle in front of his car to stop him. When he got out, he raised his hands in an attempt to fight. Multiple officers had to take him into custody. He was charged with assault and resisting arrest. So, a little bit of a rap sheet for Mr. Majid. Maybe this was a road rage incident. Maybe it was something more. We'll have to wait and see what Baltimore County Police can come up with. 713, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
We're looking at you live here at the BW Parkway and the Beltway over on the southwest side. All is well. 295, Camp Meade Road, 648 down to I-97. The lanes are clear. The normal delays on the Parkville side coming around from Hartford Road to Providence Road. The inner loop towards Green Spring, last check, and I'm back up there now, begins to slow just a bit, but nothing major. Right over towards Green Spring and through the ramps at the JFX, the west side is solid and moving slowly from 795, getting better after the ramps at Frederick Road. Both the tunnels, the lanes are open. We're moving traffic 20 to 25 minute delays currently southbound on 95 and 895. JFX, you're good right now from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, mid-80s, overnight temps in the mid-60s, heat and humidity return tomorrow. Cloudy 63 in Annapolis, 57 in Ellicott City. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back, our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Last time President Trump became the first sitting president in history to attend an NBA Finals game. When NBA fans saw him on the screen in the arena, the vast majority of people cheering, chanting, USA, USA. And again, Marine One landed in New York City. President Trump and his motorcade arrived to Game 3 at Madison Square Garden. So, unfortunately, the Knicks did not cooperate. They lose to the Spurs last night. Iran is calling President Trump's bluff, launching direct missile assaults on Israel, and Israel is retaliating. But President Trump remains steadfast. We'll tell you why here in just a second. And he recently made a prediction as to what's going to happen in the next several days.
Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. And it's as simple as that. They cannot have. The destruction is so powerful. They cannot have a nuclear weapon. And Lindsay has been fighting with me all the way for that. We've been a very tough team, and I think we are winning that battle. But you're really going to win it over the next 2 weeks when we declare total victory. It'll be a total victory. It'll happen very soon. And oil prices will come tumbling down.
So there are many critics of President Trump over his strategy and the way he's been handling the peace talks. And some, you know, you read the headlines, ceasefire shattered, you can't negotiate with Iran. You can. The strategy the president is using is called containment and implosion. And this is a strategy that worked with the former Soviet Union. Because remember, we didn't want to go to war with the Soviets because they had nukes. We didn't want a full-blown land war with the Soviets because that would have been even worse. But what President Reagan did, remember Star Wars, remember all of that? They forced the Soviets to spend money that they did not have, and they contained them wherever they could, and they imploded from within. And that took a while because Russia and Soviet Union are much bigger than Iran. That same thing is why the president is expressing patience on this. This will happen. If you contain them, if you continue to strangulate them economically, we've already seen now Iranian students taking to the streets. They just need some weapons so that they can successfully overthrow their government. The people of Iran must do the heavy lifting here and not U.S. troops. And so that's what the president is using, containment and implosion. And I think it will be successful. You just have to give it time. Trump calls on Senate leader John Thune to immediately fire Senate parliamentarian, slamming Mitch McConnell as well. Thune is the problem. Thune won't listen. He's pushing back against the president. John Thune must go if the president's agenda is going to succeed. President also, the DOJ announced the largest ever effort to denaturalize U.S. citizens accused of immigration fraud or concealing serious crimes. So I think Ilhan Omar might be the first poster person for that effort. She committed immigration fraud, a bridal visa fraud, a number of other things in trying to get into this country. Bill O'Reilly is demanding criminal prosecution of E. Jean Carroll after a bombshell revelation that she pocketed $7 million in secret Democrat dark money to smear President Trump and lie under oath. Remember, she's the one that claimed that he raped her at Bergdorf Goodman in New York. Never happened, folks. And she told prosecutors under oath that she didn't receive any money whatsoever. Anything. Now, Reid Hoffman of LinkedIn is admitting that she got a check. $7 million. So she should be, and Bill O'Reilly is absolutely right, she should be prosecuted. Tulsi Gabbard is getting ready to head out the door at the end of June to take care of and help care for her husband, Abraham, who had successful cancer surgery but faces a long road to recovery. On her way out, Tulsi is racing to declassify documents about the COVID-19 CCP virus cover-up and the Havana syndrome. Documents as well. Trump's counterterrorism chief has dropped a bombshell. U.S. and Nigerian forces have now slaughtered nearly 200 ISIS terrorists in a secret Africa mission. Nobody's reporting this anywhere, but Christians have been under attack in Nigeria and elsewhere in Africa for quite some time. And finally, this president responding to the threat there as well. He was asked the other day as to whether or not he thinks Hunter Biden would make a good presidential candidate.
Well, you would think that, you know, past has something to do with winning an election, and I would say his past is not the greatest. Where's Hunter? Remember my Where's Hunter? It became the number one shirt anywhere in the world for about 3 weeks. I'm not going to say bad. I'm sure, you know, hey, if the guy from Maine can do well, I guess Hunter could do well, too, because the guy from Maine is a basket case. And I would say worse than him is the one from Texas. That looks like Alfred E. Newman. I would say that if he can do well, maybe Hunter can do well. I'm not sure. It would be pretty close as far as I'm concerned.
Speaking of running for president, Greg Bovino, remember him? The former border commander. He has confirmed he's exploring a presidential run in 2028, saying his only priority, deporting the 106 million illegals in the country. If running for president is what it takes, then he said he's willing to take a look at that. That's Greg Bovino, former Border Patrol commander. That's the way it went down, 506 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
/7:21, and you're listening to KC and Company. Coming up next, Councilman Mike Ertel. Wait to hear this. This is the guy who said that crime is only the perception of a problem in Towson. Well, he's doubled down on that, and especially after this Towson Circle shooting. We'll hear from him in just a moment.
Is your roof old, leaking, or damaged? Peak Custom Remodeling is taking 25% off all roofing projects now through June 15th. Peak is a CertainTeed premier credentialed roofing company, meaning their team maintains strict standards for installer training and product knowledge. This means Peak is able to offer warranties backed by CertainTeed and peace of mind that no other roofer in Maryland can. Call 443-988-9000. PEAK, or go to peakcustomremodeling.com for 25% off roofing. That's 443-988-7325.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Ed Hale. Maryland families have had enough. Higher taxes, rising fees, and electric bills that keep climbing month after month. That's why I'm running for governor, to restore affordability, lower costs, and put Maryland families first. But we need strong conservatives in Annapolis to help get it done. That's why I'm proud to endorse Matt Fox for state senate. Matt Fox is a proven conservative who will fight alongside me to restore accountability and make Maryland affordable again. Please vote Ed Hale for governor and Matt Fox for state senate.
I am Matt Fox, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of Matt Fox, Karen Donahue, treasurer.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Harford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of ICE partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Harford County, because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, committee to elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, treasurer.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
723, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update here, he's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a new incident on 95 southbound around the Eastern Avenue Bridge area, and it looks like they're in the painted out area. A couple of vehicles, I think one of those might be a tractor trailer. Can't quite tell with the camera shot, but they're in the painted out area, so the ramp traffic going off is okay. The traffic on the main line is backed up anyway, but it's just adding, it's a visual delay adding to the backup, which is already there on 95 back to Moravia Road. The Old Harbor Tunnel is still backed up to right around the Erdman Avenue, Pulaski Highway area. 20 to 25 minute delays currently there. If you're coming downtown, just west of Harbor Place, there was a fire call at Charles Street at Conway Street. So I have to keep an eye on the ramp from 95 into 395. Eventually, you come up to Conway Street at the Convention Center and right there at Camden Yards. Could be an impact. You may have to go straight ahead and then pick up Pratt Street from there at 395 and Conway Street as the detour route. So again, we'll keep an eye on that right now. That ramp traffic is okay. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, mid-80s, overnight temps going to be in the mid-60s, and then the heat and humidity return tomorrow, low 90s chance of an afternoon thunderstorm or two. Right now we're looking at 60 and cloudy in Ocean City, and is 60 in downtown Baltimore. So after the Towson Circle shooting, 22-year-old shot dead in Towson, we had a 39-year-old man shot and killed in Essex, and we had a Baltimore County police officer who was sent to shock trauma. He is in critical but stable condition. That, of course, we're still looking for the suspect in the Towson Circle shooting. The suspect in the Baltimore County police officer shooting has not been named yet. They said they will name him when criminal charges are officially filed. And he is now recovering from his wounds as well. But Councilman Mike Ertel, who represents the district Towson area, he has said in the past that there really isn't a crime problem. It's just the perception of a crime problem. And he doubled down about that on Friday and over the weekend.
This does not look good. Reality is, for the most part, you know, this is not happening here often. There's only so much you can do as an elected other than pressure the police department.
Are you pressuring them?
Absolutely.
How so?
Yesterday we have meetings regularly about the way we patrol Towson. One of the things we're getting ready to do is we're going to realign the police districts where we're going to have more officers in central Towson. So that, I think that'll be helpful.
So reality is that it's really not that big of a problem, except when it is. And we've seen now carjackings. We've seen fights and brawls outside of on York Road. We've seen a drive-by shooting or whatever you want to call it, road rage incident. We're not quite sure what motivated that yet. And this keeps happening as a pattern of criminal behavior in the Towson area, as I mentioned earlier, Essex and other spots in Baltimore County. And I think that it's interesting with the electeds, as he referred to himself. And the Baltimore Sun did a piece over the last couple days by Natalie Jones, in which she went out and got reaction from the Baltimore County executive candidates. And I'm not going to go through each and every one of them, but because you don't have time. But I am going to say that the vast majority of them all came up with, similar kinds of solutions. More police, recruit more police, more, police walk on the beat. Let's get some of the sheriff's deputies involved in enforcing this. There was, and again, these are Democrats and Republicans. They only interviewed one Republican, I think. But I do think what's interesting here is Julian Jones, who wants to be your next Baltimore County executive. He said his approach would be to use SROs on evenings and weekends to help with youth crime concerns, adding those officers know how to handle kids in a way that doesn't result in arrests. And see, to me, that's the problem. The problem is every single, and this is both Democrats and the Republicans they interviewed, and the one interview that they was with Kim Stansbury. They did not apparently interview Pat Dyer. But the problem is the ongoing ignorance or lack of attention to the youth problem. And that is, again, juvenile crime. When you need to get their attention first, the first time they break the law should be a very tough penalty or consequences, so they never want to break it again. We've gone the opposite direction in Baltimore County and in the state of Maryland, largely because of Democrat ideology, Democrat policy. So you expect Izzy Patoka and Julian Jones and Pat Young and Mike Ertel and most of the rest of the Democrats, even Nick Stewart, who is running there as well. You expect most of them to coddle the juvenile criminal. Because they don't want to put them in jail. They don't want to hold them accountable. I'm not saying they go to Gen Pop, but they should at least be detained or have a much more severe punishment the first time. And that's the reason why we have this lawlessness, because over the last 4, 5, 6 years or so, they've been taught they can get away with just about anything, and they do. Our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements want me to remind you that you can right now take advantage of an incredible offer. Buy one of any Rescue Natural Supplement. Get the second one at 90% off. That's your discount. Buy one, get 90% off, and use the coupon code BRIGHT90. That's for all their supplements, every single one, whether it's omega-3s or whether it's men's and women's supplements or weight loss supplements or helping you fall asleep and stay asleep with PM, a spray or a liquid. BRIGHT90 is the coupon code when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or online at res-q.com. Use that code, and you will buy one and get one off, 90% off, and do that today. It's 7:30. Coming up next, major SNAP fraud is being exposed in the food stamp program. Right now, Maggie Hunter's got details and headlines.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that critics were quick to question the timing of Governor Moore's new task force to recommend strategies for preventing scams targeting immigrants. The executive order creates the Maryland Immigrant Rights Protection Task Force, a year-long effort aimed at protecting the immigrant community. Governor Moore said immigrants make up 17% of Maryland's population and nearly 22% of the state's labor force. And as Baltimore State Senate candidate Bobby Lapin continues his challenge against Senate President Bill Ferguson in the District 46 Democratic primary, a member of his extended family is publicly speaking out, alleging a pattern of poor judgment. Mary Eddington, Lapin's stepmother-in-law, told Fox 45 News that she's decided to come forward because she believes voters should know more about the candidate beyond his social media presence and campaign messaging. And Americans might not be as divided as they often believe, according to a wide-ranging group of scholars and thought leaders who crunched thousands of data points for a new State of the States report. Unfortunately, the common ground is also rooted in troubling national trends for personal and social well-being, despite generally improving economic measures. And police have identified the officer that was injured in Sunday morning in Pikesville. Authorities said that Officer P. Catalfamo remains in critical but stable condition at Shock Trauma after being shot and injured on June 7th. Around 8:50 a.m., officers responded to a suspicious person involving indecent exposure along a trail off Milford Mill Road. Upon arrival, an armed person fired at officers, who then returned fire. And summer classes at TSU began under a cloud of grief Monday as students reflect on the death of 22-year-old student Nasir Majid, who was shot and killed on Towson on Friday. Students on campus Monday described the loss as devastating. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're looking at about a 30-minute delay continuing at both the Harbor Tunnel southbound, 895 now. The old Harbor Tunnel is now backed up to Moravia Road. 95 southbound was already backed up to Moravia Road. They're also looking at a minor wreck, which is in the painted out area southbound near the Eastern Avenue ramp. So they're well off to the side, but it's just heavy traffic. All four lanes are open going through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The exit ramp from 95 on to Russell Street and eventually down towards the VW Parkway. That ramp is a little bit slow, but that's normal. There is an active fire call downtown, maybe adding to some heavy traffic there at Harper Place on Charles Street between Conway Street and Light Street. Just a heads up around the convention center and coming up through the Camden Yards area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mix of clouds and sun today with highs in the warm mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight and mild as temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. The heat returns on Wednesday with highs in the low 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Bird's batting order stymied when it mattered most last night. Six total hits, but 0 for 9 with runners in scoring position as Baltimore loses their third straight, 6-3 the final to Seattle, taking some of the shine off the O's recent success. Trey Gibson was an emergency call-up for Baltimore, starting in place of Chris Bassett, who was put on the injured list with a back issue. Manager Albanez explaining why he pulled Gibson quickly in the fifth.
Gibson was falling behind guys the inning before. He fell behind every single hitter he faced. He was giving up some loud contact as well in that inning where they tied the game up and it kept going and got to Julio.
But the strategy backfired. Anthony Nunez replaced Gibson and gave up a game-defining grand slam to Josh Naylor. Elsewhere in baseball, to Cleveland we go, where the Guardians welcome the Yanks. They were tied at 5 in the top of the 10th.
Pitch. Bellinger grounds it through. Base hit. Sanchez will score. Here comes Rice. It's cut off. He will score.
Call on the Yes Network. Cody Bellinger's two-run single the difference. Yanks beat Cleveland 7-5 in 10 innings. Their first extra inning win this year in four tries. To football we go, where one of the guys looking to make a name for himself this year in Baltimore is Keandre Jackson, who was outstanding a year ago on special teams. But defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver says Jackson's goals this year are bigger.
Yeah, he's the same guy every day. He's going to be full speed. You're never going to find a clip where you stop
you stop at the end of the play and he's not around the ball carrier. And usually the ball finds energy, right? And he's a juice guy. He brings it on teams, and he's had a success on that side of the ball. And hopefully we can get that to translate a little bit more to defense this year.
The Ravens' two-day mandatory minicamp begins this morning. Meanwhile, no doubt that the arena and the atmosphere lived up to the hype last night at Madison Square Garden. But even more impressive was Victor Wembanyama finding himself on the game's biggest stage.
Wemby thought about a floater. Champagne back to him. He steps back. He tries a three. Knocks that one down.
Mike Breen with the call on ESPN. Victor Wembanyama knocking him down all night. 11 for 18 from the field. 32 points in all. And the Spurs are back in it. 115-111 over the Knicks. After the game, Wemby on the Madison Square Garden crowd.
At home, it really feels like playing 6 against 5. And here it feels like playing 5 against 6. I agree with Luke. It really shows what teams are made of.
And they really did last night. Game 3 tomorrow night. Knicks lead the series 2-1. The time now is 7:37. When we return, is college football cooked?
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
So, and this is something we haven't really touched on. I was actually hoping it would kind of go away, but it hasn't gone away. The Brendan Sorsby situation.
Yeah.
So Sorsby was a quarterback for Texas Tech University. He's an admitted gambler all the way back to 2022.
Yep.
when he was with Indiana. He came forward with it and he was suspended from college football, but he sued the NCAA and yesterday he won in court.
Wow.
So he's been granted an injunction. He will be able to play college football this year at this point. And college football, like the coaches all over the country, are just up in arms over this, allowing an admitted gambler back into the game. And his lawyer did a good job, apparently, of framing it in that he was addicted. He was mentally unstable at the time. And the judge agreed and said that it would even hurt him more, meaning Sorsby, if he weren't allowed to play this year.
Did he bet on his own games?
He bet on his own team up to 90 times, he admitted.
To win?
Well, we don't know that. We don't know that for sure. Okay, we're assuming that's the case.
See, that's the problem. You just don't know. And you would assume that most people would bet on their on themselves and their teams to win, but there's a lot of money to be made to shave points, to make sure that you could still win, but you don't cover. You could also
prop bets,
exactly,
all different types of things.
So I just think it puts a stink on the game. Gambling should have nothing to do if you're an athlete, either at the professional or at the collegiate level. You should not be allowed to do that.
Now, the NCAA has filed an appeal, but the irony here is that the court that they filed it in, the four of the judges that are on the panel are Texas Tech graduates.
Well, if you treat it as a disability, which some do treat gambling addiction as a disability, it'd be like any other disability. Would you let people continue to play if they were functioning alcoholics or drug addicts or anything else for that matter? No, of course you wouldn't.
Well, certainly you'd need to go to a rehab.
Yeah.
You know?
Or do something before you could resume and not repeat those behaviors. That's a great, great question. Thanks, Gary. Mm-hmm. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins revealed over the weekend that Democrat-run blue states are actively stonewalling and suing to hide massive fraud in the SNAP, that's the Supplemental Nutrition and Aid Program, or the food stamp program as it's known, while red states complied with a simple data request and immediately exposed the dropping, and these are draw-dropping, levels of abuse. Secretary Rollins says, and again, these are just the 29 complying red states, and they revealed at least 5,000 dead people on food stamp rolls and 500,000 individuals receiving benefits multiple times under the same name. And those early numbers are just, we knew they were bad, but you didn't think it was this bad. The latest figures show the rot runs far deeper than even the first disclosure suggested. 21 Democrat-led states, the blue states, including California, New York, Minnesota, and Maryland, have refused to turn over the data and instead sued the USDA to stop the crackdown on food stamp fraud. Here is Secretary Rollins appearing on Fox over the weekend.
In a letter to every governor in America, no one had ever held the states accountable. The federal government funds the food stamp program. We send hundreds of millions of dollars a day to the states, but there'd never been a back-end accountability on how is that money getting spent. So we asked all the states to partner with us. It's time to have accountability. The red states, of course, did. And with that red state data, we found 200,000 dead people getting food stamps. We found 500,000 people that were getting more than one benefit. And y'all, this was in the red states. The blue states wouldn't give us the data. They're suing us. We're in massive litigation right now, looking to cut those funds off until they give us that data. But the fraud is so rampant and so stunning that when the president, the vice president, and our team talks about, you know, when we can root all this fraud out, we're going to really be able to cut the deficit, make sure we're protecting the taxpayer, but also make sure we're protecting the families that rely on these programs at the same time and by getting the fraud out.
That's just mind-boggling. 200,000 dead people getting food stamps. 500,000 double-dipping in, and this is just using the 29 red states alone. Doesn't factor in the 21 blue states like Maryland, who are, and they're saying that, that this isn't about getting people the nutrition that they need, because every dollar that is defrauded is taken away from somebody who actually needs that money, those food stamps, or that supplemental nutrition program. This is about Democrats keeping their voting constituency dependent on food stamps. And two, again, dead people, really? Dead people? Last time I checked, they don't need to eat. And that is something that is just often. Now, imagine all this. This is like billions, if not you could probably, if you crack down on this, put a severe dent in our national debt. But Democrats are fighting that. They're fighting fraud because I think they have a hand in it. 7:43, traffic and weather on the threes. And with the latest, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service of Bernese Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We mentioned earlier there was an active fire call near the convention center and near downtown at Harbor Place, at Charles Street, at Conway Street, and also over towards Light Street on Conway Street. So with that, we said we probably would get some impact on 395, and now that has arrived. Northbound 395 coming up from 95 is backed up. The Sky Ramp is slow, so there is an impact there. So if you're coming north, a couple of options. You could take the ramp to Dr. King and then go up MLK and then make a right on Pratt Street and just avoid the whole area. Just go kind of a roundabout going around the convention center and then coming from the west side. Now I'm looking at some slowing on 95 South that we start to see every once in a while just around the area of Washington Boulevard out towards the Caton Avenue ramp and DeSoto Road. I don't see anything in the roadway, but even northbound is slowing a little bit. So there may be an incident after 395 southbound on 95 that northbound traffic is also looking at here. So I'm a little concerned about that. Try to get the word on that as soon as we can. Both the tunnels coming south are still looking at 25 to 30 minute delays. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernese Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Stop in and see Bernie today, right there, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, mid-80s tonight, temps in the mid-60s. Right now we're at 59 in Pikesville, and it is 58 in Columbia. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Today's contestant is Michael in Govins. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, gentlemen, and I use the term lightly. How are you doing?
And don't forget the two ladies as well.
Yeah, don't be a smartass when you call in.
Right.
Come on now.
That's right.
All right, Mike, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
Let me pull up the rear here.
You got to pull up the rear? Okay. Sounds good. Yep. Chuck's been doing that for most of his career. But now you get a chance to...
Well, you got to put your belt somewhere.
Alleviate, exactly.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Story number one. A woman in California. This might be the most dangerous example of objectophilia ever known to man. Objectophilia is the love of inanimate objects. It is considered a mental health condition.
Sort of like this show.
Exactly. And a woman in California fell in love with and has married 20 sticks of live dynamite.
Wow.
So she said she found them inside an old freezer and was just drawn to the sticks of live dynamite. She had to call the bomb squad. They came out. They rendered the sticks of dynamite inert. Now the 20 live sticks of dynamite and she are a happy couple.
Oh, my God.
Story two.
Have a short fuse.
No!
Congressman Mary Miller introduced a resolution to end the official celebration of Pride Month in Iowa. And instead, renaming the month in honor of traditional families. Miller moved to name June Family Month in order to rededicate our nation to the importance of our essential family unit. Folks in the LGBTQ community not happy in Iowa with Congressman Mary Miller. And story three, Yale is back at it, pushing DEI courses. It now costs $70,000 to attend Yale. And one of the more outrageous courses being offered is called Is That Racist? Theory and Methods for Diagnosing and Demonstrating Racism. It teaches students the broad range of ways social theorists have defined the term. And basically, in other words, students are being taught to see racism everywhere in their lives. Is it story one? A woman marries 20 sticks of dynamite. Story two, Congresswoman ditches Pride Month and gives June a new name, Family Month. Or story three, Yale offering a course called Is That Racist? All right, we'll start with Kristen.
This is a hard one. I can see all of them being true, but I think I'll go with number one. I hope that's fake.
Kristen chooses number one, the objectophilia story. Please. Chuck.
Yeah, there's a lot of lines there. I will probably refrain and go with two.
All right, Chuck goes story number two. Maggie.
Sadly, I'm going to go with number two.
All right, Maggie goes for number two as well.
I wish it was, yeah.
And Mike and Govins, what are you thinking?
Yeah, two sounds good.
All right, Mike also goes with story number two. Story number three, is that racist course being taught at Yale? Yeah, that is a true story. Nobody bit on that one. And story number two, Congresswoman Mary Miller renaming Pride Month Family Month is a true story.
Well, good.
Kristen.
That's a good thing.
The fake news story of the day, the woman marrying the sticks of dynamite. Sorry about that, Mike. Thanks for listening and playing the game.
So is any of that true?
Yeah, a woman did find
just
20.
One piece of dynamite.
She found dynamite in her freezer. But she did not fall in love with them and didn't marry them.
See, it was so weird that I went, you know.
Yeah, you just never know.
I think it's weird that Sean read that story and thought, how can I tweak this? And that was what he came up with. What does that say?
That says I have a devious mind. That's what it says.
See, Maggie was going to go with one. She just didn't want to blow it.
That's right. She thought it was a loaded question.
No.
Well, she's used to explosions. No. Oh, never mind.
Nah. All right. Yeah, here. Here. Definitely.
5 times an hour, according to that.
Well, average. Some
average.
Of us are above
you're
average.
You're not average. Get out of here. Who are you talking to, honey?
Yeah, you're above average.
I exceed.
Yes, you do. All right, very good. Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. We should end now. 7:50 coming up next. We're going to take a look at the city council allegedly trying to cut people a break on property taxes, but they blew that as well. Top of the hour, he's running for governor on the Republican side. Lawrence Berkendine is going to join us for an in-studio interview for 1 hour, coming up right after the 8 o'clock news. Stay tuned for that as well, right here on KC and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at Prestatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
That's a little Chuck Whitaker grooving music for you here this morning as you head to work. Once again,
jump back, kiss myself.
I know it's one of your favorites.
No one can. No one can. Groove.
Unbelievable, folks. The James Brown of the traffic world. All right, here he is once again. Lugnuts Johnson.
Southbound 95, again, is slowing. I'm not sure what they're looking at here because I don't see it. But there's an incident somewhere in the area south of 395 and down around Washington Boulevard and the Caton Avenue ramps. And again, even the northbound traffic is coming up from the Beltway and they're slowing. So there has to be an incident right in there that is affecting both north and southbound in the area just before 395. And then, as we mentioned earlier, the ramp from 95 north to 395 coming into the convention center is an active fire call downtown at Charles Street, at Conway Street. One of the ways to go around it, take the ramp to Dr. King, go up to Pratt Street, and then make your move into downtown from there.
Good job.
Chuck Whitaker. Yes?
That could be the new traffic theme song. No, what do you think, Kristen? I think so. I think it's got great promise.
Yeah.
Do you like it, Chuck?
I like it.
Okay.
You break out in a cold sweat.
It's kind of cool. It's kind of relaxing if you're in your car.
Yeah. You're breaking out in a cold sweat as you're sitting in a 3-mile backup trying to get to the tunnel.
Trying to relax.
Right. We're still trying to
enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Get over that visual of kissing yourself, but that's a whole different thing. All right.
You can to a point, but you'll break it.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Partly cloudy today. Mid-80s over temps in the mid-60s tonight. They're going to be hot and humid tomorrow with a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Right now, cloudy. 61 in the city, 62 in Glen Burnie. Boulder City Council members moved quickly yesterday to lower the city's property tax. However, it's sort of a property tax shell game. The proposal put in by Councilwoman, I think it was Sharon Middleton Green, if I'm not mistaken, is the one that put in the proposal, and here she was at the city council meeting.
We all know that property taxes in Baltimore are too high. This proposal strikes the right balance. It provides meaningful property tax relief while preserving core city services to residents.
I misidentified her. It's Sharon Green Middleton. So basically, it would advance a 1 cent property tax cut for every $100 of assessed property value. And under the plan, owners of a $200,000 home would see a $20 tax reduction. Don't spend it all in one place, along with that savings on your electric bill. While owners of a $500,000 home would receive a $50 tax break. But here's the but. It would then raise the homestead tax exemption, the cap from 4% to 5%. And that adjustment could allow homes to be assessed at a slightly higher rate, thus washing out your property tax cut. Councilman Yitzhak Slifer says, whoa. Wait a minute here.
This bill essentially robs Peter to pay Paul. This is not the city giving anything to the taxpayers. This is neighbors subsidizing other neighbors.
So let me just be clear. This vote and this bill is a tax increase. This increases the homestead cap, the protections that homeowners have.
Only in Baltimore City would they try to pass a property tax cut and in the end make it an increase. See, this is what the Democrats do, and Schleifer and City Council President Zeke Cohen debated the concept last night.
Cutting property taxes is an important way to give back to the residents of this city.
Critics call it something else.
This is not responsible tax deduction. Responsible tax deduction is finding savings and finding ways to be more efficient within government to reduce taxes.
Yeah, that's in a land that would actually practices logic, but in the logic-free zone of Baltimore City, think again. Jeff is on the line with us. Jeff from Phoenix. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Sean, good morning. I want to thank you once again for a fantastic show, and I'm also glad you just mentioned the word logic. It's interesting. In the early 80s, the great band, the Talking Heads, had an album called Stop Making Sense, and one of the great songs on that album was called Once in a Lifetime. And in that song, and I'm sure that many of the listening audience know about the Talking Heads in the song, David Burns repeatedly says, same as it ever was, same as it ever was, same as it ever was. Well, I remember when I was a president of a local Republican club, when the great Terrence Sheridan was the chief of police, he used to say constantly that one of the main priorities of the Baltimore County Police was keeping the Baltimore City crime from Baltimore County. So here we go again. We do not necessarily need more police. What we need is to incarcerate for a long time these people who are repeated offenders yet just keep going like a merry-go-round through the revolving door of justice. The young man that was unfortunately murdered in the Towson roundabout was clearly very unstable based on what you said, notwithstanding the fact I travel Towson often. Things become slow motion at the roundabout, and I find it amazing that not one person, after witnessing a public execution, did not get a license plate or anything else. The only way any of this changes is that if we start electing people who were come from outside of the insanity and give us an opportunity as citizens who are going to put our private and professional lives on hold to represent said people. I encourage people to go to jeffkmcdonald.com, jeffkmcdonald.com. I am running for delegate in 42B.
All right. Thanks so much, Jeff. Appreciate that. We're out of
thanks,
time.
Sean.
Coming up next, Lawrence Burgundyne. He's running for governor on the Republican side. He'll join us for a full hour in studio. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The latest developments out of the volatile Middle East.
President Trump says the pilots involved in a U.S. helicopter crash near the Strait of Hormuz are okay.
The pilots are fine, yeah.
And what?
Nobody injured.
The New York Times first reported that a U.S. Army attack helicopter went down near the strait in unclear circumstances. The crash came after Iran and Israel exchanged fire, imperiling talks over solidifying a shaky ceasefire in the Iran war. President Trump insisted that an Iran deal is coming.
If we go and bomb, which we can do very easily if we want, and we spend another 2 or 3 weeks bombing, they'll have nothing left whatsoever, but you won't have the strait open for months. If we do the bombing, you know, a lot of people are going to be killed. Who wants to do that? I don't. And we'll have a signed document that's actually stronger than doing the bombing.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Maine's closely followed U.S. Senate race is among contests being decided in today's primaries. Voters are also going to the polls, casting ballots in primaries in Nevada, South Carolina, and North Dakota. Looks like two Democrats will face off in the Los Angeles mayoral runoff.
AP has called second place in the L.A. mayor's race for Nithya Raman over Spencer Pratt. Spencer Pratt had a lead over Raman on election night, but ever since then, in every single up, Raman had been gaining on Pratt. Raman got the lead on Sunday night, but just by a few thousand votes, that lead grew on Monday night, which is why we called the race.
Correspondent Stephen Olemacher says a second-place vote-getter will face incumbent L.A. Mayor Karen Bass. The death toll has risen to 101 in the Ebola outbreak in eastern Congo. 550 cases of the disease were confirmed as of Sunday. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 105 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 271. The S&P futures 34 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
It's finally happening. The Fed is making a change in leadership, and that could have a profound impact on the value of your retirement. When interest rates go down, the value of precious metals like gold and silver can surge. Call Advantage Gold right now at 800-900-8000 and get your free gold and silver investor guide, a $49 value, plus a free copy of Ken Rogoff's insightful book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Inside, you'll get honest information about gold, silver, and other precious metals, so you can explore your options with clarity and confidence. Our specialists can help you open a new account or transfer funds from an existing IRA, tax and penalty free. Markets can turn fast, but gold has maintained its value through every cycle, often holding strong when other assets falter and when the dollar weakens. Are you positioned? Don't miss this opportunity. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Results may vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new minor accident, 895 northbound. If you're coming up to Child Street, the K-Trust Bridge, which is the steel bridge right there around Shell Road, Frank First Avenue. It's on the right shoulder. Just a heads up, you'll see a police car there with the flashing lights on. Not a big problem northbound. Both the tunnels southbound, still 20 to 25 minutes with the heavy traffic south, whatever that was in the area of 95 around Washington Boulevard, Russell Street through there. Looks like it's corrected itself. It's getting better southbound, and the northbound side also looks better now through there. We're going to be slow. There was a fire call downtown at Charles Street at Conway Street. The traffic around the convention center was backing up. So again, 395 if you're coming north. Take the ramp to Dr. King, go up to Pratt Street, make a right-hand turn there, come into downtown. You'll avoid a lot of that area on Conway Street and save yourself some time. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mix of clouds and sun today with highs in the warm mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight and mild as temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. The heat returns on Wednesday with highs in the low 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
63 degrees in Randallstown and 63 at the Kent Narrows at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Kathy Klossmeyer will join county leaders and community partners to highlight summer programs, resources, and opportunities for youth and families. Speakers will be discussing recreation programs, library services, and summer employment opportunities. There will also be information on meal programs, educational resources, and public safety initiatives to help young people stay active, engaged, and connected while school is out of session. The county executive and others will announce the initiatives at 3 p.m. at the Middle River Recreation Activity Center. And the law enforcement torch run for Special Olympics Maryland will be crossing the westbound span of the Bay Bridge at around 10 a.m. this morning. The right and center lanes of the span will be closed temporarily while runners make their way across the bridge. Officials are expecting minimal traffic delays, and drivers are urged to use caution when traveling the bridge. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 440, the pick 4, 5915. It's 8:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
There's a huge difference between being busy this summer and actually feeling alive enough to enjoy it. When your body feels run down, summer stops feeling fun fast. The long drives,
The jet lag, the diets, and sore feet. Suddenly, the season you waited for all year feels exhausting. Rescue Natural supplements help support your body where summer strains it most. From energy, recovery, and circulation to digestion, sleep, and even stress. And right now, listeners can buy any single bottle and get one 90% off with the code BRIGHT90. So whether you're vacationing or keeping up with the kids, your body feels more prepared to make this summer unforgettable. Just go to res-q.com, use the code BRIGHT90 to buy any of Rescue's premium natural supplements and get one 90% off. Or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Don't wait to make this your healthiest summer yet. Shop now at res-q.com with the code BRIGHT90. That's res-q.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 8:05 is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the comfort guys, my guys. Josh Naylor's fifth-inning grand slam was the difference last night at Camden Yards, as the Birds fall to the Mariners 6-3 was the final, Baltimore's third loss in a row. Birds went 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position, but had a chance to scratch back in the eighth. One out, runners at first and third. Sam Basayo was at the dish.
Just missed it, even though he thought he got it. It's a sac fly. Alexander, though, is out at second. It's a double play.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Blaze Alexander trying to tag from first to second, called out before Jackson Holliday crossed the plate from third. Double play is right. Inning over, no run scored, and so, too, pretty much went the game. After the game, manager Albernaz on the base running gaff by Blaze Alexander.
So him tagging up and then running is the right play. But he has the ability to read the throw, and you can literally stop and just walk back to first.
Now, one thing that would go a long way as we switch gears is in the Ravens' defense reemerging as an elite unit this season would be the return of Roquan Smith to all-pro form. Defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver expressing confidence in his inside linebacker.
There's some guys, when they operate, it almost looks like the game's in slow motion. When he's out there right now, I feel that way. So I look forward to him shutting up some doubters.
Pro Football Focus defensive grade ranked him 20th out of 88 qualified NFL linebackers a year ago. And finally, how about this great story? Former Oriole Trey Mancini, diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer back in March of 2020, is back in the majors again.
Oh, yes.
Left to base hit.
Oh, yes. Send him. Send him.
Send him.
You got a slide, yo. You got a slide, yo.
Yeah. He's safe. Yes. Welcome back to the big leagues.
Call on Angels TV, Trey Mancini with an RBI single in his first at-bat since 2023. 3-for-4 last night against the Astros. Houston win the game 5-4, but who cares? What a story. Welcome back, Trey Mancini. Coming up in 30 minutes, how much is the U.S. spending to secure the World Cup? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys. From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland. You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
All right, welcome back to Casey and Company, and in our ongoing series of interviewing some of the candidates running for office, it is time once again to focus on the gubernatorial race, Republican side of the aisle. Early voting begins Thursday. We've already interviewed four of the candidates, and now a new one today, and he joins us in studio. This is LD Larry Birkendine joining us once again. Lawrence is the full name, but he goes by Larry. Welcome to WCBM, and nice meeting you.
Well, thank you, Sean. Thank you for having me on your show. This is a pleasure. I listen to you every morning.
most of the time I'm driving to work. So there is midday. I listen to your WCBM also.
Right.
But it's been a pleasure being here. You guys treat me nice. So thank you for having me.
Oh, it is our pleasure. Yes. So, again, tell us a little bit about yourself, because people who like get a chance to know, and I understand that you know, you have your own company and you've worked on some pretty big projects in and around Baltimore.
Yes, well, I grew up in Baltimore City, Lakeland, actually. And, of course, we left out of Lakeland, moved to Anne Arundel County when I was about 14 years old. When I was 15, met my wife, and I got married when I was 16.
Wow.
And when I went into sheet metal trade, and I've been in the trade for my whole life ever since. I've done other things, and I got married young. I bought my first house in Baltimore when I was 18, was going to college, working like three jobs, saving up to go to college. So I get a better education, got my GED, of course, to go to college. And, of course, as the years went on, I went to Carlisle Dickinson College so I could learn all about insurance. And I got came back to get all these licenses so I could sell homeowners insurance, property casualty. And then I went back for health insurance. Then I went back to learn about pensions, annuities, because insurance is a big industry. You need to know these to be in business. You need to understand how much this stuff costs you. And, of course, I went into business as a sheet metal contractor, union sheet metal contractor, and I stayed a sheet metal, union sheet metal contractor for around 40 years. My son now owns a business, and my wife. But anyway, being a union contractor, I always paid my men what I call a living wage, and I never laid a guy off, and I always took care of my bills and never took my company into receivership and always took care of my men first, okay? And growing up in Maryland, I'm also, Larry Hogan appointed me to the Fisheries Committee years ago, so I'm on the Fisheries Committee, but the governor don't give us a say. He took that away from us, so that we're here, but we can't do nothing. I was there was many other things I did throughout the years. I was a scout for Boston Red Sox, worked for the Yankees.
We will not hold that against you, I promise you that.
I worked for the Yankees. That's
even worse than the Red Sox.
My son was a pitcher in Anne Arundel County and wound up going to Delaware State University and playing
Adult State. Yeah, I thought you said Delaware.
And wound up in Somerset Patriots for the Yankees organization.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, that's that. But I always looked out for the kids. I always believed we had talent here. We don't have to go overseas to find the talent. We got it in our own backyard.
Right.
I belong to the Maryland Professional Baseball Players Association. I haven't been involved in that in years, but I did belong to that. And I believe in
children. You did some work on Camden Yards,
and
too.
I did all the HVAC at Camden Yards, at Oriole Park. I did John Hopkins Subway Station, the Shop Tower Project. I did Back River Way. I could go on and on.
Right.
I worked at all the power plants. I worked in the wastewater treatment plants. I know how they all operate, what it will take to get those up and running.
Right.
So I know the system. I've worked at Calvert Cliffs Nuclear Power Plant. I even worked for the architect of the Capitol. I worked in the Department of Agriculture. I could go on and on. Thousands
okay.
of
all
jobs.
Right. So we,
anyway,
well... A very successful company, very successful business, and businessman. So we're going to ask you some questions about your campaign coming up in just a second. It's 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Speaking of Annapolis, I-97 southbound is backed up. You're going to be slow coming down the hill from Benfield and into the merge at I-97 at Route 32. And then it does get better after the bridge at 178. So a little bit of slowing there at the ramp from 50 westbound coming over from Parole and then going north onto I-97. No reports of any problems, but very slow there and very long line of traffic right now on 50 westbound and then turning north. So there may be, it takes sometimes just a stalled vehicle to hold things up there as you make that turn. Just a heads up for that. There's a new wreck now, Reisterstown Road at Milford Mill Road. We're still dealing with all the heavy traffic. We're still backed up at both the Harbor Tunnels. All the normal delays are out there along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
New Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, mid-80s tonight, mid-60s, and the heat and humidity return tomorrow. Low 90s, chance of some afternoon storms. Right now, 61 and cloudy in Bel Air, and it is 62 in Middle River. And from the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, it is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality on this date, June 9. On 1628, the first deportation ever in the history of the country. Thomas Morton was deported from the state of Massachusetts. 1772, the first naval attack of the Revolutionary War takes place in Providence, Rhode Island. It was on this day in 1862, U.S. Civil War. It was the Battle of Port Republic. Stonewall Jackson and Shenandoah Valley companies won one of the big victories for the Confederacy back in the day. And on this day in 1943, something called the Current Tax Payment Act was passed during the Franklin D. Roosevelt administration. He signed the bill, which required taxes to be withheld from workers' paychecks and would be sent to the government. A dark day in U.S. history. And that's a look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, in studio with us here this morning is Larry Birkendine. He's running as a Republican for governor of the state of Maryland. So, Larry, with your successful background in business and everything that you've accomplished so far, what has incentivized you? What has motivated you to make this run for governor in 2026?
Well, the first issue is I have a 14-year-old granddaughter, and she plays softball down in St. Michael's. And the word was that I believe some young fella wanted to play in the league with her and go to shower room and stuff like that. And that kind of bothered me. So that was one of the first things that it got me involved in politics. And then, of course, everything else that's going on in the state, the high taxes, not taking care of senior citizens, and not taking care of police officers and firefighters. It just goes on and on and on, and I just had enough of it. So I said, if I'm being a construction worker, being around men complaining, if I was going to complain, I need to do something about it. I've always been a boss, always run my own company, so I felt as though being the governor would be the only way I could accomplish this. If I'm going to complain, I need to be involved. All my relatives were in the military. They sacrificed. They went overseas for our country. I never sacrificed a thing. I always worked and made a living. And now it's time for me to try to get involved and make a difference. And that's what I'm doing. That's the big thing.
So we have about a million ballots now in this primary circulating throughout the Maryland because of the great ballot error, depending on who, vendor or state board of elections, whatever. Do you believe mail-in ballots in Maryland should be eliminated?
Yes, no mail-in ballots. You have to go to the polling booths. You have to vote in person, and there should be somebody there to look at your ID. You should have an ID. We have to have transparency. We have to have judges. I know a guy down in Pasadena was there for the general election, and he was Republican, and he basically said something. They threw him out. And we got to take care of this voting process, or we're going to lose our country. And we got to start right here in Maryland. So, yes, we got to do something about this, and we need more judges in the voting places, and we need to do away with the mail-in ballots.
Should the Justice Department investigate what's happening here in Maryland?
Yes, they need. They need to. And as governor, there would be a lot that I would have investigated, and that would be one of the the voting process would have to be investigated.
Yes. All right. More with Larry Birkendine coming up in just a second. And if you have a question for Larry, you can text it to us using the free WCBM mobile app, or you can email our question at am680@wcbm.com. We're not taking on-air questions, but you can submit your question in writing if you like. Joining us right now from the law offices, Michael A. Friedman is lead counselor. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Good morning. Hope everybody is doing well. Following up a little bit on what Steve talked about last week, we talked about the difference between small claims court, district court, and circuit court. And it's very important where you file your claim, obviously. And that means it's very important for you to have an idea what the value of your case is. And where that becomes really important is there is a little thing in Maryland where even if you file in district court, your case can be removed to circuit court for a jury trial by the defense. So when we file a lawsuit in district court, if it's over $25,000, now if you remember, the jurisdictional value in district court is up to $30,000. If you file for over $25,000 in district court, the defense can remove the case to circuit court. So if you don't want to go to circuit court, if you don't want to wait a year, year and a half to get your trial results, if you don't want to go through a long process of interrogatories, depositions, settlement conferences, possible mediation, etc., then you might file for $25,000 rather than $30,000, because once you hit that $25,000 threshold over it, then the case can be removed. Again, this all comes down to what is the value of the case and what are you going to get at the end of the line. You need to know what your medical bills are. You need to know if there are any liens. If you've used Medicare, Medicare might be involved. So not only do you need to know what the value of your case might be, you need to know, if you're right about the value, what you will end up netting. Because a lot of times it's going to be less than what you think because of liens. Sometimes it won't be less. It'll be satisfactory. And then you can make your decision what court you want to file in. So very, very complex. Not easy. Steve makes it sound easy because he always does. He's got a way of simplifying things out so everybody can understand it. So you've got the smalls, the district, and the circuit court. But figuring out where to go and figuring out what exactly to ask for is really, really, really the name of the game. And that's where we come in. So if you have an accident and you want somebody to handle it who knows what they're doing, I would humbly suggest that you give us a call at 410-363-6848. Anytime, day and night, 7 days a week, we've got the answering service. So get in touch with us. We will get in touch with you. Thank you so much, Sean. We will talk to you next week. We anxiously await the rest of your very, very fascinating program this morning.
All right. Thank you so much, Michael. Appreciate it. Don't forget the website, maflaw.com, for the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, 823. Traffic and weather on the threes. And here's the update with Lugnuts Johnson.
Southbound I-97 right here at Benfield is okay. After Benfield, you're going to hit that heavy traffic at the top of the hill right at the merge at Route 32. And again, it's a little bit slow coming west out of Parole on 50 westbound, making the turn to go north onto I-97. There may have been an incident there, and all it takes is a broken down vehicle to grab some attention for the traffic in that area. The rest of I-97 coming up into Ferndale towards the Beltway, the lanes are open. We're still 20-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Just looked at the JFX all morning long. That's been fine from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Late slowing on the Beltway, the usual spots. Baltimore County had a wreck near the city county line at Reisterstown Road at Milford Mill. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, mid-80s for the high. Right now we're cloudy, 67 in Annapolis, and it is 62 in Stevensville on the Eastern Shore. In studio with us right now, Larry Birkendine. He's running as a Republican for governor. Larry, in 2025, Merrill had the largest tax increase in history. And as governor, would you repeal it? And secondly, how would you work with a Democrat supermajority to do that?
Well, yes, I would repeal the tax. We would put pause on all spending in the state of Maryland. That would be the first thing. And we would do an audit across the state to determine where all the monies have went to. And you can't do anything till you know where the money's at and where it's disappeared to. So we have to do an audit, bring all spending to a pause until we figure out where the money's being distributed to. So we have to do that first. And then once we do that, we'll figure out where the waste, fraud, and abuse is. And if there's any fraud and abuse, we'll have to prosecute whoever stole the money.
In favor of a statewide inspector general?
Yes, I would be in favor of a statewide inspector general. And we have to work with the controller of the treasury, and get to the bottom of this right away. And once we can determine that, we can figure out where we can possibly make cuts. but we want to pause spending for a period of time till we get this done. So, and also, I have solutions. When I talked to Sean the first go around, I told him I was a solution guy. So I've got solutions, and we have a problem with wastewater treatment in the state of Maryland. We had that big pipe bust over there at Potomac River, and Virginia pays $80 million to D.C., okay, for wastewater treatment. Don't come to Maryland. So you have them, you have West Virginia, you have Pennsylvania, you have Delaware, you have all these states dumping wastewater treatment into our state. And when I become governor, we are going to charge them for dumping their wastewater treatment into our state. We spend a lot of money, and the money that we would generate from these other states would help offset our tax base. It would bring our taxes down, and that would be one of the options I would take right away within my first 100 days of being governor. To bring our taxes down.
Okay. Maryland has also been named the second worst state to start a business. As a businessman, you would appreciate that. Baltimore Sun is reporting only 1,100 net jobs created under Governor Moore. What are the problems, and how do you fix that?
Okay, well, I started a business pretty young, okay? I didn't find a problem with it. There is a problem with the regulations. But I think as a small businessman, if you go to the right people, like when I started my business, there was a little group out here that actually helped you and showed you how to start a business. And as governor, I'd like to implement that little project back so that people can come. There is a website you can go to at the state of Maryland, but it doesn't give you the right information. And to be a contractor, to bid work, you need bonds, performance bonds, and stuff like that. So we need a group put together by the state to help people start businesses, corporations, LLCs, small different organizations. We need to put this together, and we can do that. And through my leadership, I can make that happen because I did it myself for several businesses. I even helped one of my friends get his minority certification, and it took us 3 years to get that. It's crazy, 3 years. But we did get him a certification, and it works. But it's too long. The process is too long. So I'm going to change that process, and we're going to bring down. There's a status out here called a manufacturing status. A lot of people don't use it, but it could bring your tax base down. I suggest everybody become a subchapter S corporation and go get your manufacturing status. If you manufacture something, if you have that manufacturing status, it'll help you with your taxes. It will also stop this inventory tax that's why the state of Maryland, when you go to buy something, they have an inventory tax. So if we could do away with the inventory tax, we could start flowing products again, a free flow of products in the state of Maryland. We need to do that also.
Would you lower the corporate tax rate?
That's another issue we have to work on, because I called out to the CEO of Exelon and also Constellation Energy. Just last week alone, I've called them both several times. I've emailed them. They're not responding to me. We do not need big corporations like this leaving. We're bringing this energy in from the north, from New Jersey, and we're creating a problem for the companies that are here with the energy. And if they leave, they're going to take between 3,000 and 15,000 jobs with them. We can't allow that to happen like people are fleeing New York and California. We are going to do this, and as my leadership, we're going to get this done because I know how to get it done. Can I talk about energy?
Yeah, in just a second, okay. We're going to do that. So pause that. We're going to talk about education, immigration, and energy still to come with Larry Birkendine in studio with us all the way to the top of the hour. Right now, we do have to pause for a news update. It's 8:30, and with the latest, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Wes Moore has announced nearly $7 million in Build Our Future grants to support innovation infrastructure development. The Maryland Department of Commerce has awarded 11 grants following a two-phase application process. The grants support the governor's mission to fight child poverty and boost economic mobility in the state. Grant applications received additional scoring points for projects located in communities with high concentrations of childhood poverty. And Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of attorneys general from 19 states and jurisdictions in calling on Formula One racing to end sponsorships involving tobacco and nicotine products. The coalition has sent a letter to racing leadership expressing concern that tobacco companies are reaching young audiences through high-profile motorsport sponsorships.
The letter specifically cites nicotine pouch advertising connected to F1 teams and events. Back in March, 160 international public health organizations and advocates called on Formula One to eliminate tobacco and nicotine sponsorships from the sport. And Fox 45 reports that Baltimore City Council members moved quickly on Monday to lower the city's property tax. However, critics insist the so-called tax relief plan could actually result in tax increases. The measure received early approval Monday and would reduce the property tax rate by 1 cent for every $100 of assessed property value. Under the plan, owners of a $200,000 home would see a $20 tax reduction, while owners of a $500,000 home would receive a $50 tax break. The Chesapeake Bay's blue crab harvest is a Maryland summer ritual measured in bushel baskets and brown paper-lined tables. This year, however, the math of the harvest has become as precarious as the tides. As the crabbing season gains momentum, Maryland watermen are grappling with a surge in operational expenses led by high fuel prices that are forcing them to pass rising costs on to consumers. It's 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
America is the stage for the biggest World Cup ever, and Fox is your home for it all.
None bigger than this one.
48 countries, 16 cities.
What a goal!
One golden dream, the biggest stars.
Messi.
The biggest games, the biggest moments. The 2026 FIFA World Cup, June 11th on Fox.
FIFA 2026 begins Thursday, June 11th on Fox 45.
Wake up tomorrow with Fox 45 Morning News.
From breaking news to developing and evolving investigations.
Digging deeper and asking the tough questions.
Do you think BGE needs to change their approach in how they're spending?
Holding leaders accountable and standing up for the community.
Has the governor left you and other watermen behind?
The governor has just flat out ignored us.
Up-to-date weather and traffic you need to know to get out the door and on your way.
Facts that matter. Real impact.
Fox 45 Morning News. All local, all morning.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Delayed banking is still there at both the Harbor Tunnels. 895, though, is moved down to about the Erdman Avenue ramp. So right there, that takes us down to about 20 minutes from there. But 95 is still backed up at Moravia Road. It's going through the tunnel. We're looking at all four lanes open. And then the traffic towards Camden Yards, much better than it was a half an hour ago in that area of 95 and 395. So pretty good late trip now through there, though the Sky Ramp is slowing again, northbound 95, the ramp that brings you up to the convention center. And earlier there was a fire call downtown at Charles Street at Conway. There's a new minor wreck at Bel Air Road at the Beltway. If you're in Bel Air, there's a wreck at the top of the hill at Route 1 at Tollgate Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a mix of clouds and sun today with highs in the warm mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight and mild as temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. The heat returns on Wednesday with highs in the low 90s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Trevor Rogers takes the hill for Baltimore tonight. The left-hander with one mission, and that is stop the losing streak, which reached three last night at Camden Yards, courtesy of a big fly from Josh Naylor. Lifted deep right field. Tavares is looking, and it's gone! A grand slam for Josh Naylor! Aaron Goldsmith had the call on Mariners TV. First place Seattle beats fourth place Baltimore last night. 6-3 was the final. After the game, manager Albernaz lamenting chances missed by his bird.
Yes, we left a lot of guys on base, but we know coming in, like with Seattle, pitching is their strength. It always has been. And Emerson's having a great year, throwing the ball extremely well.
Baltimore was 6 hits on the night, 0 for 9 with runners in scoring position. NBA Finals last night, a zoo at Madison Square Garden. The president was there, the mayor of New York City was there, and so was Victor Wembanyama.
Owemby thought about a floater. Champagne back to him. He steps back. He tries a three. Knocks that one down.
Mike Breen with the call on ESPN. Wembanyama knocking him down all night. 11 for 18 from the field, 32 points in all. Spurs are back in it, 115-111. The Knickerbockers still lead the series 2-1. What it will cost the U.S. to secure the World Cup games, this number coming in from the Office of Management and Budget, the final tally, $625 million. The games begin in Mexico on Thursday night. Secretariat, or I should say on this day in sports history, we got two for you. We'll take you back 53 years ago to the day. Elmont, New York, June 9th, 1973. Perhaps the greatest thoroughbred of all time, running the greatest race of all time.
And the stretch, Secretariat has opened a 22-length lead. He is going to be the Triple Crown winner. Here comes Secretariat to the wire. An unbelievable, an amazing performance.
Secretariat winning the 1973 Belmont Stakes by an astonishing 31 lengths in a still world record time of 2 minutes and 24 seconds. And then 1976, how about this one? Maryland guard John Lucas drafted number one by the Houston Rockets. Lucas, a rare consensus collegiate All-American in both basketball and tennis at the University of Maryland, where he won two ACC singles titles. You may not know this, but Lucas played tennis at Druid Hill Park right here in Baltimore, with a group of budding tennis stars brought to the city by the tennis legend, the late Arthur Ashe. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:37 in studio is GOP gubernatorial candidate Larry Birkendine, otherwise known as LD Birkendine. Larry, you mentioned energy. What is your program or proposal to resolve Maryland's energy crisis?
Well, first of all, we got to recommission the coal burning facilities. Brain and Shores, for one, years ago they put hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm not sure the exact amount. Maybe a billion and a half to put a scrubber in. I did all the permitting on that project, and I will tell you, we need to get that plant up and running. That will relieve some of the cost, the burden that's being transmitted over to the people here in Arundel County and Baltimore County. Get that up and running and bring that back. That'll probably cut the bills maybe 20-30% throughout the counties, those few counties there. But we got to stop the energy coming in from north. They're charging us 40%. We're being charged 40% more than any other state in the nation for energy here. Why is that? Because we're importing it in from other states. We have all the resources here to get it done. We have natural gas out in Western Maryland that Larry Hogan tried to bring in, but it was shut down by the General Assembly. We need to make changes. We need to vote some of these people out so we could get this work done. We could start with little power plants, micro nuclear plants, and small modular reactors
right,
and stuff like that. But that takes years to develop. And I know the people to get that done because I worked with the biggest companies in the country to develop these systems. And as with my leadership, I could get it done, and we could move on that pretty fast. And sitting around talking about it, putting the blame on everybody else doesn't help the state of Maryland out, doesn't help the citizens. But my plan would be put into place within maybe 60 days of being in office. I have the proposal. I have the guys, the companies that I've worked with, URS Group, years ago. They are the biggest company in the world. I would pull them in here, and we would resolve our energy issues very quick. And get Maryland on top and bring money into our state instead of just dumping it out of the state. We're losing so much money everywhere with this governor.
What about these data centers?
Data centers. We're going to have to put a pause on data centers because it's putting too much burden on the infrastructure, the water resources, and what it's doing to communities. We need to put a little bit of a pause on that and find areas that that can be set up that it's away from the community. And it's got to have the infrastructure put in place. Let's face it, if you build... Okay, years ago, they built this stadium for Cal Ripken up there at Aberdeen, and they had to do the infrastructure first. You have to do that first. When they build a stadium down in D.C., you have to do the infrastructure. So when you sit out here and you're starting data centers without doing all the infrastructure, it ruins the communities. We got to stop it, put a pause on it. The future is data centers. We've got to face it, okay? But we have to put a pause on that. And being a contractor that I was, or still am, basically, we can get this done. I know the people to get it done. And under my leadership, we'll take care of the people first. In Maryland, people first.
All right.
Okay.
How do you get the Key Bridge done?
Okay, here we are again. In the state of Maryland, years and years ago, they did away with the contracts to name your subs. Okay? So they did it with Democratic politicians got in there and did away with that in all contracts. Now, why is that? That's because the big guys could go out here and get these prices, and they get the money. The other contractors don't. And people know that coming into our state, so a lot of people won't come here because of that. We're going to do away with that immediately. We're going to take that out of contracts. We're going to bring in the contractors that know how to build a bridge. And I've dealt with some of these contractors. I know who they are, and I know who to bring in. And again, I could talk another company that does bridges. And we're going to sit down. As governor, I will negotiate the contract to get this done the best price we can get and the fastest we get it built. Look, I've worked on projects where we did Oriole Park. We did that in 14 months. 14 months. We could build this bridge in 14 months. We could take care of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. We got enough tolls coming in to cover this, and we could get this done. And
well, the Bay Bridge, the Bay Bridge, they're estimating $15, $16 billion on the Bay Bridge new twin spans. And you think you can pay for that on existing tolls?
I think that it could be done, okay? There's a way to get bonding behind this and other issues that we could bring the money into this. So I want to bring money into the state, and we're going to start by bringing money into the state through the wastewater treatment systems, and that's how we're going to do it, okay? And we're going to also bring business back in here and bring our tax base so we can afford these things. Right now, as I said, we're going to pause all spending, and we are going to come up with the solutions of where this money is. We got to find where the money is.
Speaking of the tax base, Larry, Maryland out-migration is the sixth worst in the nation. How do you keep retirees in the state, make things more affordable for young people who are just starting off and starting families here? Because this is a major problem for Maryland.
Right. Well, I have four friends I just talked to this week, Bob Armstrong, Bill Mullinex, and even my nephew that is a retired police officer. Right now, we have to compete with South Carolina and Florida. Let's face it. We're going to lose these people. Like Bob Armstrong, he has a son that was a builder, okay? He bought six or seven houses. He refurbished them. And guess what? He said he's out of Maryland, and he's only 45 years old. He's out of Maryland. He moved to Florida. So what we want to do is we want to compete with these states. What we're going to do, we are going to give senior citizens a break. They pay their tax, they pay their Medicare, their insurances. At the end of the year, they get it back through their taxes. Same thing South Carolina does, the same thing they do in Florida. We're going to do that to keep these senior citizens here. They want to raise their children, and they want to watch their children grow. They don't want to go to Florida and not see their grandchildren. So these guys I'm talking about have grandchildren, and of course, I'm fighting for everybody here in the state of Maryland so we can get this done. And we can make this happen. If everybody supports me, we will get this done.
All right. Stay with us. More with Larry Burkendine coming up in just a second. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. The update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Frederick County minor wreck could be a factor. Westbound I-70 at Route 75. No issues, according to the Highway Patrol, or State Police, rather, going through that area. But in the meantime, heads up for that. Coming into Montgomery County, an accident 270 southbound at Route 18. And a new report of an accident just in southbound Route 29 as you're getting around the ramp at Route 100. And it looks like there might be a backup as you're coming down 29 and you're leaving the interchange there at Route 40 West. That just occurred in the last 10 minutes. We're still moving a lot of heavy traffic, but slowly recovering now, moving south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, mid-80s today, mid-60s tonight. And right now, cloudy 61 in Reisterstown, 62 and cloudy in Ocean City. And it's time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Brought to you by Town Appliance. Everybody is talking about it. Went viral over the weekend. Kendall Chandler is a graduate of North Hartford High School. She was the school's valedictorian. But when she delivered her speech to her fellow public school graduates, she included references to Jesus and her Christian faith. It drew widespread praise online and got an emotional response from North Hartford graduation attendees, including Hartford School's interim superintendent, Diane Mack, and County Executive Bob Cassidy, who sat right behind her. Here in part is what Kendall had to say. She said, quote, "Our value is not in these medals. It is not in these cords. It is not in our titles. How do I know that? Because I am the living testimony of a living, loving God who loves us all so very much." A Facebook repost the video from a group called Hartford Strong got over 75,000 views in just 1 week. The clip was shared on community Facebook pages from Bel Air all the way to Pennsylvania. And in her speech, Chandler confessed she often chased the wrong things in high school. And she chased these medals around my neck and these cords because I thought I needed them to validate my hard work. Instead, she said, we should fix our eyes on God, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, and got a rousing support. So good for her, the North Hartford High School valedictorian, Kendall Chandler, with a very moving speech that she gave to her fellow graduates. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. When you're ready to upgrade any of the appliances in your home, trust me and go to Town Appliance in Owings Mills. Their showroom is massive. They have over 70 top brands to choose from, like GE, Cafe, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, JetAir, Frigidaire, and Bosch, just to name a few. Whether you need a basic essential or high-end, they have it all. Plus, Town Appliance offers flexible financing options to make your upgrade easier than ever. Visit townappliance.com for more information.
All right, we're talking with Larry Birkendine here, who's running for governor on the Republican side of the aisle. Although Maryland schools, for the most part, are pretty good, there are some problems. Baltimore City School District, second worst in the nation. Prince George's County struggling. Baltimore County now beginning to struggle with education. Would you be in favor of a school voucher program for the state?
Yes, I would go further than that. I believe all parents should have choice, and I believe they should have the power, and the power is the money. They should be able to direct their kid to whatever school they want to send their child to, okay? I'm for putting cameras in schools. I think cameras should be in schools. I think that will help with law enforcement. It'll help with discipline. They have a program that I watch these kids play softball. They put a camera behind home plate. Their parents have an app. They can look at the app, and they can see what's going on in the classroom. We can see what these teachers are teaching. We can see it all. Okay, and that's, I would like to see that in schools, and we're going to get that done. And also, we need to bring trades back to school. We need to bring vocation back to school, and not all kids are going to go to college. So let's face it. And plus, with all the construction that I want to see in the state of Maryland, because we're going to grow Maryland under my administration, we're going to grow Maryland, and we're going to need these kids to know trades. Welding, electricians, plumbing, carpentry. We need home economics back. We need the fine arts back. There's a school on Eastern Shore. It is called Worcester County Technical High School, and they're like number one in the nation. They have a graduation rate of like 99.9 or something like that. And when these kids come out of school, they have placement programs. Work-study programs will be a big deal. In the 11th grade, we give every kid $1,000, bring banks in to give them literacy so they learn how to open up checking accounts and balance the accounts. And that's free of charge, by the way. People didn't know that. But banks want to be interested in schools, and we need to bring them in to teach our kids this stuff at free of charge. It's less money. So if the parents are running the money and parents are deciding, that's going to bring the cost of education down. We're going to repeal this deal that this governor put into place because he's just burning a hole in our pockets. We want to bring the cost down, not raise the cost. And by doing this, I also want to bring in volunteer police officers. We have volunteer firefighters around the state. Why not have volunteer police officers in every community? And they would get a pension like all the volunteer across the state, and bring volunteer volunteer police officers in, and also cameras into the schools for discipline. And also, we're going to rate teachers and rate schools in this state. There's a couple colleges doing it, and I want to put that into place. And we're going to put that into place so that we know how our kids are being taught. And education, like this young lady, Kendall, I believe in what she just said. I love it. I'm all for it. We talk about history. We want to talk about history, all history. Why can't we teach about religion? Why can't we talk about it? Why? I mean, they say separation of
church and state.
Yeah. So I would like all history. And we have to work on that, but I think we need to bring that back. And we got to teach these. When teacher gets certified, they need to understand that they're working for the people. They're not working for the department, for the union. They're not working for the teachers union. They're working for the parents. They're working for the state of Maryland. They're working for the kids. We need mentors and we need teachers to know this. Let's work together, and I'm willing to work with everybody, but please understand that I'm for the children and all opportunity. We want these kids to come out of school with a path. So if we give them $1,000 as a junior, that for clothing or whatever, and then we give them another $1,000 if they stay in these work study programs, maybe work 3 days a week, so they got money in their pockets, so that when they come out, it's less burden on their parents, and then when they come out, they have a trade, and then when they become a senior, we give them another $1,000 till they graduate, and so on. That's my plan.
More coming up. We'll talk about immigration and a few other issues as we close out the hour with Larry Birkendine. It's 8:51 on KCN Company.
Authority Friends of Glenn Gilhar, Brianna Gilhar Treasurer. Website www.friendsofglenngilhar.org. The progressive policies coming out of Annapolis are wrecking our state. It doesn't have to be this way. Together, we can reopen affordable power plants and reduce the burdensome taxes and fees. Our students deserve to graduate with marketable skills that includes driver's education and certifications for the trades. Early voting starts June 11th and runs through the 18th. Election day is June 23rd. Vote Glenn Gilhar for delegate.
Hi, I'm Dan Cox. As America celebrates 250 years of God-given freedom, we're reminded that Americans never give up, and neither should Maryland. Families are being crushed by higher taxes, fees, and electric bills, while politicians make our communities less safe. We cannot afford more of the same. As governor, I'll fight for your wallets and your values, support law enforcement, improve education, and put Maryland families first. I'm Dan Cox, the real Republican in this race. Just say no more. Vote Dan Cox for governor on June 23rd. Authority Dan Cox for Governor, Nick Kroc, CPA Treasurer.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Mangione, and Commissioner Kenny Kyler. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state Senate.
Authority Friends of Kevin Ford. Amy O'Neill, Treasurer.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
8:53, traffic, weather on the threes. The update now with Lugnuts Johnson.
Thanks. I-97 southbound, still a bit slow, but getting better as you're coming down through the top of the hill there towards Annapolis. After 178, it's all gone. The incident was a minor wreck that was on the ramp. We thought it was probably a minor wreck there westbound on Route 50 to turn north onto I-97. That is now cleared, and the backup from parole is also gone. The late problem now is coming south on Route 29 after Route 40 and down to Route 100. There's an accident there. It's pretty good size backup, apparently. Now, according to some of the data, there's at least a mile backup, maybe a little bit longer after you're coming south of Route 40. Nothing late on the Beltway. Still a little bit busy yet. Still backed up. It's going to take a little while for all of it to clear, so be prepared for that as you're going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, mid-80s today. Right now, cloudy, 64 in the city, 62 in Parkville. Closing things out over the next couple of minutes with Larry Birkendine, running for governor on the Republican side of the aisle. Early voting begins on Thursday. Crime is overall down in the state of Maryland, but there are some pockets where of concern: illegal aliens, repeat violent offenders, juvenile thugs, etc. Would you be in favor of establishing a state 287G program to work with the federal immigration agents?
Yes, yes. I'm all about working with law enforcement. Yes, we want to repeal the laws that they just put into place where we cannot cooperate with federal agencies. Okay. So yeah, we want to do away. We're going to do away with that somewhere or another. I think I can put together an executive order through safety that can work around that. I know there the people hear this. They're saying you can't do that, but you can be done if we do it through safety. We're going to protect the people of the state of Maryland. We're going to get these illegal aliens out of here. And also, I'm going to put something else out here on the plate. I believe that companies that are hiring illegal aliens should be held accountable if we're going to allow this to happen, allow these companies to hire illegal aliens and not hold them accountable. We're going to have more and more of this. It's called sponsorship. It's sponsoring illegal aliens into our state. And we got to stop that in its tracks. And we are going to work with federal agencies throughout the country. We're going to get strong ties back with the federal government. And I will make a call to Donald Trump and say, look, I want to have a truce. I don't want to be fighting with the federal government. We need our money. We need our tax money. And we need to put it to use here. And I think we could get this done. And if we need to build a couple facilities here for ICE, we need to do that. It brings jobs in. It gets the criminals off the street. And law enforcement, there's a couple other things I want to do for law enforcement. We're going to have a Bill of Rights for law enforcement. And we're also going to establish a insurance agency or insurance to protect these police officers from liability. These guys are scared to death to make an arrest. We got to change it, and I'm working. I have a nephew that's a retired narcotic agent, disabled narcotic agent, and I've got a few other friends that are police officers, and we're working on that. And if I become governor, we're going to do that also.
Well, one of the big cuts in the $71 billion budget, record budget for the state of Maryland, was in the Developmental Disabilities Administration, so that was about $126 million that was cut from that. Would you refund that money? Would you replenish that fund?
Yes, yes. First of all, people got to understand, I have a woman that I talk to all the time. Her name is Patricia Trent. She was a foster treatment parent for over 30 years, okay? They cut the Development Disability Act by $126 million, which the federal government matches $126 million. The money that goes into education is $21,600 per child. Believe it or not, that money don't go to these foster parents. That money goes to Department of Education. Where's that money going? If you got children, if people who are out here and they're home teaching children, they're home educating them, where's that money go? We need that money to go to the parents, especially, you know, this type of disability for these kids that are in foster homes. This governor wants to put them all in big houses like apartment buildings, and you know what that's going to do to these children. It's corruption. That's what happened in Minneapolis or these other states. We don't want it here in the state of Maryland. We don't want to bring us here. It brings in fraud, abuse, and it also works into the immigration, and that's what this creates. We got to stop this immigration. If you go down on Broadway early in the morning, you will see hundreds of illegal aliens waiting to be picked up. And it's destroyed our companies throughout our state, union companies and so on.
About 30 seconds left. Final message to voters before early voting?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a working guy. My name is Lawrence Birkendine, LD on the ballot. I'm not getting any money. I would prefer, if you're going to talk about me, please vote for me. Money is great. Signs are great. But I don't have the money to put the signs out. I'm just a working guy, just like everybody else. We're all in the same boat. But if we work together and you elect me, I will make the changes that you want because I work for you. Today I'm here. Sean is interviewing me. This here is my application for a job. I don't need this job. I'm a retired businessman, but I'm fighting for our grandchildren here, and I'm fighting for people in the state of Maryland. Thank you, and thank Sean, and thank WCBM for having me here today.
You're quite welcome. Larry, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Good luck to you. Vinny Steele is your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company. Vinny's been selling real estate for 23 years, 10 of which here on WCBM on the morning show, and we urge you to think of him when it comes time to selling your home, because Vinny's got a guarantee that once you agree on price and time frame, you sign the contract, your home was sold. It's guaranteed because he's got a database of 12,000 to 13,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home once you agree on asking price and time frame. If it doesn't sell for that, in that time frame, Vinny buys it, pays you in cash, market rate. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Online at vinnysteele.com. VinnyStio.com. And we'll see you tomorrow morning at 6. Stay tuned for Kim. She's up next. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.